It helps me moonwalk better, too. Did you like the show?
Oh, I didn't. How can I don't have $2,500 to buy a ticket to your stupid show.
I'm going
to
wait till it's on TV.
You weren't there? You didn't come?
No, I was not there.
Oh, I wish you'd come.
Why?
I like everyone to come. I really do. Slash was there. You like rock and roll?
From Guns N' Roses?
And the boys from NSYNC were there, and Britney. And
which of the guys from NSYNC?
I was so happy. I was so happy.
Which of the guys from NSYNC would you like to jump? To jump the bones of the most?
Justin.
Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake, you know.
Well, what would you do to him?
I was talking to Britney. I was asking questions. I said, when he wears his hair in cornrows, do you like it as much as when he wears it all frizzed down? Or do you like it when it's shaved clean, when he's kind of like bald? Or do you like, how do you like him? And she said, I like the cornrows because they can run my fingers over. And as she was talking, I did. I would like them all, though. I would love to
now,
do them all. I heard you talking about Billy Crystal a moment ago. I would like to have the NSYNC boys do to me what those Yankees did to Billy Crystal.
Oh, you would like to be on the training table at Yankee Stadium?
Yes. Oh, not necessarily Yankee Stadium. I would do it in my trailer. They could come into my trailer and do that, each one of them, one at a time, singing their favorite pop hits.
Aren't the guys?
No, I'm the king of pop.
Aren't the guys in NSYNC a little old for you now?
That's okay. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm getting older, too, and so I'm trying to really... I'm going now for more late teens, early 20s boys. That's really what I like now. And maybe when I'm in my 50s, I'll be going for the more 25 to 30 year old boys, and then in my 60s, 30 and 35 year olds, and then when I'm 70 and 80, I can date regular Hollywood leading men.
So right now, Michael Jackson, who is the hottest boy in your opinion? Who is the boy that you would most like to spend quality time with at the Netherland Ranch?
Oh, man, that's such a hard question for me. I love
what,
that.
What about
movie?
The kid from The Sixth Sense?
That's what I was just going to say. Thank you for that. I loved him. He's wonderful. What's that quirky little name he's got, though?
Haley Joel Osment?
Haley Joel Osment. He's fantastic. But who is the little boy in Jerry Maguire? You know the one that said the F word?
Jonathan Lanicki.
Oh, he was in Stuart Little, too.
Oh, absolutely. He's wonderful. I think he's really talented. We could do good work together. Oh. That's what I say, you know. We could do good work together. I'd really love to do that. And there's so many wonderful children in commercials that I don't even know their names. They
like
go
who? Who do you like?
Oh, they're just wonderful. I'm trying to think of the little boy. What is his name? He's got a name on the show. Well, of course, Mikey. Mikey from Life Serial.
I guess for you on Saturday morning when they run the cartoons and stuff, that's like porno stuff. Are you right when they run the commercials?
Well, they have such wonderful commercials when they're trying to sell toys and candy that I really enjoy watching. I really enjoy watching the commercials. And then sometimes if I'm really motivated, I'll call the advertising agency and I'll say, the King of Pop would like to say a special personal thank you. Send that boy out to the Neverland Ranch if his parents will approve. And sometimes, you know, they do.
Sometimes they do.
And when they do, we have fun. And if things get too complicated, we settle out of court.
Yeah, of course you do.
Shamon!
Now, this concert,
yes.
You did this thing for the money, right? Because Buzz had something on the news, you're almost broke?
Well, someone said to me a long time ago, Michael, wouldn't you like to have a tribute? And I said, I don't need a tribute. I'm satisfied with just my friends. I don't like to go out in public unless I'm going to perform. But they said, you're the king of pop. And I said, I am the king of pop. And Liz, she came to me and she said, Michael, let me have a tribute for you. That's the way she...
Now, you never do nothing with her, right?
Oh, yes.
You do stuff. I mean, do you know what I mean by
with Liz Shamel?
With Liz,
yes,
Taylor?
Yes, she enjoys it, and I do too. I like very old or very young. You see, no one in between. And Liz is just terrific. We do it all sorts of different ways. But you know, she's not as spry as she used to be. So normally it's just. In fact, that's what she calls me, her little puppy. And I kind of howl. I'll go howl like a little bitty puppy, and she enjoys it. Shamel. I enjoy that. I truly do.
Do your brothers hate you?
Yes. Especially Tito. Tito and Jermaine.
Why does Tito?
And Marlon hates me, too.
Why do they all hate you so much?
Because I'm more successful and talented, and which I've always said. I said to them one day, and they got very angry at this, and I don't understand why they got angry, because I sat them down, and I said, Marlon, Tito, Jermaine, let me explain to you right now. I'm more talented and more successful, but that's not a reason to hate me. And then they kicked me out.
What about Janet? How do you get along with Janet?
I love Janet. My baby sister is just such a good girl. My baby sister is so talented, and she's really following in my footsteps, and I couldn't be happier. I'm very happy that she's having the success that she has. And she tries, you know, her management team says, Janet, keep your distance from him.
Yes, I do. And
but
wisely
I,
so.
I still speak with her on the telephone, although they do not allow me to see her.
They don't allow you to see her.
But LaToya, LaToya is a C. I hate her, and I wish she was dead.
You do? You wish
she's
LaToya
been very
Jackson.
Cruel to me, and I will be cruel back to her. I would like to see some horrible fate befall her.
You would like
I
what?
I would indeed.
Like what?
I would like to see her eaten by my llamas. Even though they're not, they're passive creatures that don't normally dine on human flesh.
Don't you got some tigers? Couldn't you call your queer friends, who are those boys in Las Vegas?
Oh, Siegfried and Roy. Oh, I've been to their show dozens of times.
Of course,
they're so wonderful and talented. I'd like to maybe see if some of their little tigers could chew on LaToya, eat her eyes. Because I'm very angry at her. No, not God. No, just LaToya. She angers me. She truly does.
You know, a lot of people were very upset saying that the show was a ripoff, that you were just doing it for money. You're going to turn it into a TV show later.
Oh,
and,
no.
And what, Michael?
Just a moment.
What's wrong?
My nose fell off.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Had to happen.
Oh, where is it? It fell down under my chair.
Why don't you look at Haley Joel Osment?
I haven't met him yet. I haven't had a chance to hide it. Oh, here it is.
Where's your nose at?
Oh, let me just. I have to place it back on. It's okay. Got clips. Shimon, I'm back. I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens. I'm not in my full makeup because I'm doing the satellite interview from my private room.
How do you look when you're not wearing your full makeup?
Oh, I could describe myself to
you. Yeah, please do, since I can't see you.
Well, right now, I don't have my foundation makeup on, so I am not that pale white color that you like so much. And
are you kind of Negro-y now?
No, I resent that. Stop it. You're going to make me angry.
You are a Negro.
Yeah, I don't like labels. Please don't give me a label. Please stop
that. But you are
don't
a Negro.
Give me a label. I have my nose that's fastened by two clips. And I'm trying to breathe as best as I can.
But you want to be white, right?
I am completely bald.
What do you mean? You're wearing a wig?
I have a wig. Oh. I have a wig that I am not wearing right now, and I have blue veins on top of my head. They're snake-like. I'm hideously disfigured. But when I put it all together, I can still really beat it.
And this is something, all these things, the snake veins in your head, this is because of the surgery you had done?
Many surgeries. I can tell you, you know, this is the show where they said, be honest and tell the truth. I'm addicted to plastic surgery.
Well, yeah, no, that's sure a lot.
I've had so much done. I really have. And I'll continue to have things done. I really will. My goal is to really, by the end of 2001, I really want to look like Nicole Kidman. Or Carrot Top. I'll take either one. Shamal.
Let me, here's I know they're playing the music, we gotta get you out of here, but here's a quick, who would you do? Who would you do, Michael Jackson? Who would you do, Nicole Kidman or Carrot Top?
Oh,
you
now
do?
You're really putting me in a quandary. Well, I think Carrot Top would be more fun.
Carrot Top, right.
He's got that big bag of tricks. He's got that little toilet seat that's a TV screen. I love his show. He's so talented. And Nicole Kidman, I just want to look like her. I don't want to have sex with her.
Okay, I got
it. Yuck.
Isn't there another show this week, or is it...
One tonight, as a matter of fact.
Show tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we'll be doing great things tonight, and I'm looking forward to having Liz and Marlon and Liza and all my good friends there, because I have so many celebrities in Hollywood that still think I'm a good guy. They're not like the general public who think I'm a nasty pedophile.
Yeah. And how dare the nasty public think that about you?
I wish they could get to know the real me when my nose is attached.
Okay. Michael, thank you for being so honest.
Thank you, Don Shimon.
Shimon to you.
Shimon. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Na.
Oh, my nose fell off again.
All right, now listen. I'm going to put the mic in audition and see if it's possible that we can just spy on him, see what he says when he thinks he's off the air.
Liz?
Oh.
Liz, how do you think I did?
I thought you did all right.
Thank you. I love you, Liz.
I love you, Michael. Great show, Michael. I love you, Michael.
I love you, Liz. Do you like to lie on your stomach now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this off. So this is starting to get hot, I think. Okay, you know what? I'm going to... All right, I've cut it here. Cut the feed.
Had to cut
just
it.
Just cut the feed.
Wow, what's going on there?
Something was happening there.
Amazing.
There was a Billy Crystal moment happening there.
It's truly amazing.
Okay, well, there you go. Exclusive interview with Michael Jackson.
The king of pop, Don.
There he is, king of pop, my ass. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Edge.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it.
Right.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Please forgive us.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
And speaking of which, it's me, your old buddy Rob, Rob Spiewak, babysitting you for one more week of Best Of, as Don and Mike announced before they left. They'll be back in studio on September 19. That is 1 week from today. I'll see you there. So until then, we got some great Best Of. One of my favorite things about a Monday show, invariably there is a great weekend recap. Here's a classic one from Mike O'Mara's past that he might want to forget. Mike has a run-in with the law on the Best of Don and Mike.
Now, Mike, what happened with you and the cops this week?
All right, nothing happened to me, but I have to tell you that there's been a lot of activity in my neighborhood. You know, you were talking about deer last week and Bart hitting a deer.
Right.
Where I live, out in the boonies, is just inundated with deer. And, everybody out where I live, it's kind of rural, but it is a community. And you've got a lot of, we've discovered, poachers that are coming onto people's property, and they're hunting for deer. So, being that I am a lofty appointed official in my neighborhood.
Oh, your homeowners association?
I became aware of one of my neighbors sent out an email about getting a neighborhood watch together and getting people to come out and do patrols and then confront these hunters. And I thought that was a bad idea because I think you should really have law enforcement do that. So I fire off this email that says, why don't you let me contact the authorities and do that? And then, he really paid attention to me and just like went full bore with it and went ahead anyway. And we had a meeting about it with the Board of Governors and stuff and trying to get this thing set up.
That's so funny. I remember when we lived in a thing where we had like the Homeowners Association.
Right.
If you want to paint the front door of your house, you have to get your neighbor's permission. Stupid.
That's any neighborhood you live in. Yeah. You have to do that nowadays.
Dumb. And I think you're right because one thing you don't want to do is on your own go up to some drunk hunter who's got a gun in his hand.
You don't want to confront a drunk, especially if he's hunting illegally, because if he's doing that, he's probably not all that shaken up by that. But the reason we had the meeting was to say, what could we do, like to put stuff on property, just to, signs and things like that.
They don't hunt on my house.
My feeling was like, if a bunch of neighbors want to get together and do that, it's certainly not my responsibility to find out whether that's right or wrong. I just said, be careful. And they went ahead, and apparently they have identified some of these people that are pulling up in trucks and they have guns and stuff like that. So there's a nervous atmosphere around this neighborhood. And I took one of the signs and I put a sign out front. I haven't gotten the other street done yet. And it's just, I guess, because of these neighborhood watches going on, I don't know all the people that are involved in it, but the neighborhood is now, several people are on a real heightened state of alert. So last night, I got the band over on Sunday. They came over most Sunday afternoons, and we decided that we were not in the mood to do anything, so we were just going to kind of hang out and just have a few adult beverages, right?
Get drunk with your band.
And then we play, and then, of course, we have a couple of adult beverages, and then it's like, who wants to play something right now? And then we go in and we do that. Very short, very brief period of time, like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. So they all left, and they were long gone. And I'm sitting there and watching TV, and I hear the doorbell ring. And, it's an odd time for the doorbell to ring any time at my house, but it's weird. And I look and I see the
long... What time is it?
Probably about 9:15, something like that. Maybe later, maybe early. I really wasn't even paying. And I'm like, whoa, what's the deal? So Laura just put the kids down, and I was downstairs. And I see the long blue arm of the law standing out on my patio. And I'm like, well, let me go out and... find out what's going on. So I see this officer, and there's an older officer and a younger officer, and the younger officer is the one with he's got the crew cut and everything. It's kind of an intimidating. I always feel this way about the law enforcement. I'm more nervous with the younger guys than I am with the older guys because
the young guys are the cowboys.
The young guys, are just kind of very, very authoritative. And he said, "Did you have a function here this evening, sir?" And I'm like, I said, I think he might have mentioned band or something. A couple of people said they were in your band. Can you give us the names of the people that are? And all of a sudden he said, can he give us the names of the people in the band? And so, I know all the names of the guys in my band, but I'm suddenly put into that, nervous feeling. And I also had felt a little bit where
we've arrested a man identified as Wendell Hall.
God, that's what I thought too. And I was saying, no, Wendell hadn't had Wendell. I swear to God, was completely teetotaling last night. The rest of us weren't. And so he says, we saw two cars pulled over. They were reported by the neighbors as being suspicious vehicles in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, God. And can you give us the names? And he says, can you give us the names of the people that are in your band? So I go down and I'm talking like this a little bit because I was a little relaxed still at that particular time.
So you're drunk when the cops arrive.
Drunk is just a broad overstatement.
Okay.
I'd had an adult beverage or two.
You're buzzed.
And still buzzed, but I think the guys had left like almost an hour since the guys left. So we found two suspicious vehicles. This one gentleman claimed that his cell phone wasn't working and he was using the other person's cell phone. So I said, that sounds a little weird to me anyway, but I mean, that's what he said. That's what he said. So I give him down the list of names and I get him. He goes, yep. Yep, they're on the list. Okay, we were just checking out, and then I went into the whole spiel about, hey, I hope, I know you guys are getting a lot of calls for hunters out here. I hope you understand that, we don't want to call you out on wild goose chases and stuff, but, the neighbors are concerned, blah, blah, blah. I immediately throw in the fact that I'm president of the Homeowners Association. I always like to do that. But in the meantime, I do the thing that everybody does with cops where you go into this Boy Scout routine where you just want to be, hi, and then Laura comes to the door because she's curious and she wants to know what's going on. And then, so I'm throwing everything at him. I'm throwing the neighborhood homeowners association thing that I will always get to the show. That I drop my name with law enforcement officials as soon as the opportunity presents itself. And I said, well, I'm just always concerned. You never want to. And of course, I do that radio show. I hope that I'm pronouncing my S's and T's, even though I'm standing on the front porch of my own home. And so he says, okay. That's fine. They checked out. We sent them along anyway. We just wanted to make sure that they really were, who they said they were, and they had mentioned your name. Thanks, guys. But I guess if they said, what are you doing in a strange neighborhood, they have to explain whose house they're at, right? So he said, we sent them on their way. There's no problem, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And everything's fine. I've gone over the whole poaching thing in the neighborhood and how, I hope it's not a wild goose chase. My radio show. And then one of the guys says, yeah, I've listened to you. I listened to you. I used to listen to you all the time. Yada, yada. They're just walking away, and he looks back and he says, by the way, we did perform a field sobriety test on these gentlemen because there was a smell of alcohol in the car. And I'm like,
oh, God.
And
damn.
I said, I said, there's never any alcohol served at this house, officer.
Mind, you're drunk.
There's never any alcohol. And as soon as I said that, the older cop, who really was, was the least intense, he turns around at me and goes, yeah, right. And they were on their merry way. The finest. And the whole thing with cops now, it's just I feel this love for these guys, and you don't want to, but I still do the goody two shoes thing. I got never any alcohol. Okay, and they passed it, huh? Okay, very good.
You might want to recheck that equipment.
I know. I think that they were fine. I think they were fine. Really, when it's my house, I mean, I wouldn't have passed it.
I know.
But I was in my own house, you see. Oh, God.
You can be drunk in your house.
Sure. Unless you're standing on your front porch going, I just hate everybody in the whole world. But the hunters are all like,
Mike, gone. I got a poacher on the phone for you.
Okay, very good.
Richard.
Hello.
Hey, Richard. Don't hide from your feelings.
No, I'm not a poacher. I was calling in about the poacher.
No, okay.
Calling in about poacher. And I guess obviously these guys, I haven't seen them. I've heard the gunfire, and I know it's not like, you're not supposed to be shooting guns now this time of year, right? It's bow season. Is that what they say?
Well, Actually, I think the state of Maryland is muzzleloader.
And that incidentally means you can only hunt guys named Bo.
That's what the guy said to me last night. He said, it's muzzleloader. I said, what is this, some ye old Revolutionary War weapon that you can use?
You can hunt Bo Brummel. You can hunt Bo Bridges.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Diddley.
Bo Derek.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, well,
Bo Hopkins.
That's a good one.
Many good Burt Reynolds movies.
Yeah.
Bo Donaldson. Did you have that one?
No. Bo Donaldson of the Haywoods. You're king of the bows.
King of the bows.
King of the bows, Mike.
What? So what is this? He said that to me, something like white powder muzzle loader. What is you walk into the woods with like a revolutionary outfit on and shoot them? What is the deal?
Actually, it's black powder. And
black powder.
It's a muzzle loader gun. Instead of having a bullet encased with a cartridge.
White powder is another crime.
He put the pieces in one at a time through the end of the barrel.
Well, we heard some shots yesterday, and you know, everybody's freaked out.
All right, Mike, joining us was one of the cops named, first name Grant.
I will only be able to identify him as the guy with the mustache and the young guy with the short haircut. Hello?
Hello?
You got me! You got me!
I got
me all the way. All the way. You really thought this is one of the cops?
Yeah, the way you set it up that time. You know me in the heat of the moment. Hello, officer.
Hey. No, it's not the officer.
I hope everything's in control, officer.
No, hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
What? I saw you yesterday.
I know. I saw you too, Tom.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mike.
I saw you
Hi,
too.
Hi, Tom.
Where did you go after you went out the door and you came back in and you went down the hall? Where did you go after that?
I had to go back to the Redskins broadcast booth. You see, let me explain something
Where
to you.
Go
I,
after
know,
that,
I know a lot of you are wondering why the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, our nation's capital team, why they have one of the worst records in the league at 1-5. And I say to you that it starts at the top.
Right.
With management. You've got to hire good people. And yesterday when I arrived at the stadium early to oversee the broadcast, I took the elevator up to the club seats.
Club level.
These are where we have our season tickets.
Right.
They're goddamn expensive and certainly not worth the money this year. And this is where, generally speaking, with the people, this is where they got a lot of money to spend, the people that are in the gold seats, although they're certainly nowhere near the bigwigs that are up in the skybox.
Right.
Okay? But, like, they got waiter service at your seat, and it's very nice, very fancy. This is generally where your upscale Redskin fan goes to watch the game. Well, as you get off the escalator, someone who's really using their noodle at the stadium
escalator
has decided that right as you get off the escalator, you're going to be greeted at the club level where you're paying $8,000 a year for a seat for a goddamn football team.
You're greeted by this man, correct?
Yeah.
Who's about to roar for us?
Tom Gavin. I ask you not. He is sitting at a table. He is wearing a Redskins staff shirt.
Wow.
And Tom, exactly what do the Redskins have you selling on the club level?
I think you got disconnected.
Tom?
He accidentally hung up, I think.
You know, how many times do we actually interview Tom? And the one time
I don't know what he does. All I know
he got bored. He lost total interest in what you were saying.
Doesn't he sell programs?
No. They've got him upstairs, as you get off the escalator, the club level. I think he might be one of the dudes signing people up, like, for Redskins credit cards.
Oh, no.
You know,
really?
If you want a credit card with the Redskins logo on it.
Well, that's basically just a stack of applications and him with a pen, right?
Yeah, but still, either way, I mean, you know, what they sell this as the game day experience, be a club seat holder.
Didn't we demonstrate that if you're buying a program from Tom, you have to have exact change?
Yeah, that one day we asked him to like, break a 20 for us on the air.
We should revisit that today, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I get off the escalator. Now, this is, keep in mind, this is, you know, 3 hours before the game.
Hey, Tom, call back.
There's nobody there. I get off the escalator, and first thing I hear is, hey, Don, buddy!
Oh, no.
Don, buddy! Roar!
Oh, my God.
I go,
they promoted him.
Hi, Tom, how you doing? Hey, I'm working on the club level! I see that. Hi, Tom, I'll come back. And oh, we got him back again? Okay, hold on, here he is. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom, exactly what is your job at the Redskins Stadium on game day?
Same, selling programs.
Oh, they got you. Oh, you guys are right. See, do you still sell programs just from behind that desk?
Yes.
Do you make change?
Yes.
All right, how much is a program?
$5.
$5. All right. How much change do you give back if somebody gives you $2.50?
No. Watch it.
What?
Not $2.55.
Tom?
Tom, are you there?
He's done it again.
Hello?
Yeah.
No? Tom, what's happening? Is somebody trying to call you?
No.
All right, Tom. Mike had a valid question.
All right. Say, you say programs are $5?
Yeah.
How much change do you give back if somebody gives you 20?
15.
Let's say I want 10 programs. How much is that?
Tom?
10 programs?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
$25.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right, now let's say I come up and I say I want 2 programs and I give you $7. How much money do you give me back?
$7?
Yeah. How much change do I get?
You don't get none back. I mean, you don't. They're $5 a piece.
Yeah, why would you give him $7, Tom?
Let me put you on hold.
That's very busy.
He's got to put us on hold.
Someone else is buying a program.
See what it is. If it's $5 and there's no, it's not $5.25 or something.
All right, well, how much more would I owe you then?
You owe me about $3 more.
That's right.
There's the profit.
Okay, there you go.
Tom, what if I bought 5 programs?
How much? Tom?
$15.
How much?
$15.
Perfect. Right.
That's
and I
great.
Give you $50. How much change do I get?
$45.
Right.
He's got that.
He does.
Is it any wonder the Redskins are one of the most profitable franchises in the league with this guy selling programs on the club level?
Tom, do you get to watch the game after that?
I watch it from the guest services. They got like a little TV there.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. All right, let's say I want to buy 6 programs. And I give you $20. How much do I get back?
Tom?
It's not.
Tom, is someone trying to call you?
Let me see. Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Oh, I'd love to know
it's
who's
a funny concept that Tom has call waiting.
You think it's there ain't anybody there.
Who's calling you, Tom?
I don't know who it is. It's somebody.
Right.
I don't know who it is.
So listen, I want to buy 6 programs. I give you $20. How much do I get back?
Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You get $5 back.
Perfect.
Was that Mr. Snyder trying to call you?
No.
Have you met Dan Snyder?
No.
Have you met Marty Schottenheimer?
Nope.
Have you met any famous Redskins?
One of the old Redskins.
Who's that?
Sonny Jurgensen.
You met Sonny?
Yeah.
Ah, Tom.
What did you say to Sonny?
How are you?
How you doing?
Tom, you keep doing a great job selling those programs. Come on, Tom.
Oh, you're killing me.
Okay.
Chew on my cigar, Tom.
You're killing me.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Good seeing you yesterday.
Hey, I'll see you guys on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, Tom's coming in to review movies with Charlie Stossel.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am.
Are you excited enough to clap your hands and do that little crazy laugh that you do?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
See, hey, what's up, guys?
Yes, he's got to be motivated.
He's got to be when he does that.
All right, goodbye, Tom.
Hey, where's what's his name?
Who?
My buddy. My buddy,
Your buddy who?
No.
Who is it?
Andy Rice?
No.
Why do we spend so much...
Charlie Stuen Sablack?
Yeah, where's Charlie?
Why do we spend so much time with this?
Hi, Tom!
Hey, Charlie!
Hi, Tom!
God damn it.
La, la, la!
All right. Bye, Tom. Bye.
Yeah.
They have him up on the club level at Redskin Stadium.
He's all right.
Do you know what? I had a I know that I had a little idea that you know, when we have him say, depending on how it goes when he comes in and reviews movies.
Yeah.
I think the one thing we've never had on this show is a restaurant critic. A fine dining critic. And if we popped for the for the meals, Tom could go to the finest restaurants in Washington.
Let's see how the movie thing works
out.
Don?
Yeah.
Where's my what do you call it? My T-shirt from the Super Bowl.
Oh, remember you said you were going to get Tom up.
Okay. I'll get you one, Tom.
Okay.
I'll get you a Yankee shirt tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Get your programs $5 each or 10 for $15.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mike, I'm sorry to hear about your run-in with the law this week.
It really wasn't a run-in, sir. I was just answering some questions.
But the real
showing my papers.
The real reason I called is I got a bet for Don.
What's that?
I can beat you in NBA 2K1, and I will put up $1,200 of my money if I lose.
You know what? I am not as proficient at NBA 2K1 as I am at the NFL games.
Then I will play you in NFL 2K.
Okay, that's great. Come on over. I'll see you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike. How am I supposed to take these guys up on their challenges to play video games for money?
It's called cash on the barrelhead. They have to walk in with a stack of hundreds.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, it's John from New York.
Hi, John. Hi.
Huh?
What?
Yeah,
what?
I was at the thing last night for the farm and everything.
You mean on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But yeah, and Hillary was on there for like half a minute or 25 seconds or whatever.
Half a minute.
We were off. All the firemen and police and boo were off. Only Don and Mike knew about it.
Yeah, we know. Thank you, John.
All right, can I talk to him?
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
Maybe next time.
Bye, John.
I tell you, she wants your support.
We got a break. There might be a spot for that guy selling programs at Giant Stadium tonight, as a matter of
roar. Wow.
Who's this, Diego?
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? It's Diego the Hookah King.
Hi, Diego.
Hey, you guys, this Tom stuff is too funny, man. I'm smoking a bowl, driving down the street, and stamp it out with my foot. You guys owe me floor mats.
God.
I'm serious.
Do you think that maybe it's funny, though, because you're smoking a bowl when you're driving down the street?
Well, of course, but no, come on, Tom, it's funny. I met him the other night. Now I have the mental image to go with that beautiful laugh.
You know, I don't smoke marijuana, but I'll tell you right now, I find Tom Gavin hysterical. I truly do.
And as do I, but I actually do smoke marijuana every day. And it's only the cotton bud, though, but it gets me through. And, damn, Tom does it for me, too.
Don't smoke and drive.
All right, thank you, Diego.
Thanks, buddy.
See you. Bye-bye.
What is the cherry, Buzz? What was he talking? Is that the
I really wouldn't
is that
know.
The it's coagulated like mass of
some kind of drug
cannabis that gathers in the pipe itself?
Kind of drug lingo, I'm guessing.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. $1 gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, what's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer, participating stores, prices not include tax.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big, fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Friday on CBS, see this week's biggest event, Threshold. They came from out there.
We've just accomplished the confirmation of extraterrestrial intelligence.
They can attack anytime, any place, anyone.
Someone's trying to unzip our DNA strand.
Now, one team will investigate the signs.
This could be their way of saying hello.
This most certainly is not a hello.
Threshold, a new drama premiering Friday. After a special Friday Big Brother, 9, 8 Central, only on CBS.
Go ahead, call me a mama's boy, but I still like to pick up Mom and take her to the family dinners.
He's a good boy.
Thanks, Ma. And I see you brought your famous fish souffle.
No one ever complains.
That's because no one ever eats it. But it's one more good reason for me to have New Glade car scented oil. I just clip it to my air vent and my car smells Glade scented oil fresh, not fishy.
But I like my fish souffle.
And therein lies the problem. New car scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. After hours of opening statements from lawmakers, John Roberts gets his turn shortly. This is day one of Senate confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee. NBC's Pete Williams says expect short, off-the-cuff remarks from the judge.
I think they just want to show that he's relaxed, confident. He's basically saying, okay, take your best shot. He doesn't feel the need to defend himself in a lengthy opening statement.
President Bush is wrapping up another visit to the devastated Gulf Coast region. He's in Gulfport, Mississippi now. A bit earlier today, he was in New Orleans. South Carolina's governor isn't taking any chances, calling for the voluntary evacuation of low-lying coastal areas as Tropical Storm Ophelia still swirls offshore. NBC's Michelle Kaczynski.
It's bought people some time, but it's also made it real tough to predict just where this is going to land.
And blame it on Katrina. Gas prices up 38 cents over the past 2 weeks. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Soleil. So about 3 days and two nights.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. For your free trial. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of eight book clubs, lightning-fast potato peeler, oh, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do, thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Hi, this is Jeff Schneider. Tune into my new talk show,
The Unshow,
every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on 1550 The Edge.
The Unshow.
It's a Pittsburgh call-in show for the disenfranchised, the mad as hell, and the chronically dyspeptic. But more importantly,
The Unshow
is the last line of defense against turning your boss's head into a wind instrument. Join me, Jeff Schneider, for
The Unshow
every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on 1550 The Edge.
Have you been jazzing around yet? It's Sundays from 10 to 12 here on 1550. Get a taste of the latest jazz albums, a concert and club calendar, birthdays, awards, obituaries, and more. Plus featured artist interviews. That's a lot of jazzing. Check it out for yourself. Sponsored in part by Martini's Route 885 Jefferson, original recipe Italian cooking, and Spider Mondanelli's Pittsburgh Jazz Giants, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Jazzing around. Sundays, 10 to 12 here on 1550 The Edge.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Brain damage, heart damage, liver damage, death. There's a kind of drug that can cause all this, even if used only once. If you thought drugs this dangerous are only found on the street, you need to keep listening. Because they're in your home, under your sink, and in your garage. I'm talking about inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. And more kids than you may think have used them. Research shows that 1 in 6 eighth graders has sniffed something to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants, because just one time, the first time, can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. For advice on what to say, call 1-800-729-6686 for more information, or visit www.drugfreeamerica.org.
A message from Drug Free Pennsylvania and the Partnership for a Drug Free America.
Whether they're your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, or you're looking to turn up the heat on your love life, Sassy Sensations is the place to shop. A gift from the exciting world of Sassy Sensations says so much to the person you're giving it to. You'll find everything, including pleasure toys, lingerie, fun games, edibles, and other erotic items the mall wouldn't think of stocking. Speaking of stockings and the like, whether you're outrageously sexy, a simple romantic at heart, or just have a naughty streak, there are Sassy Sensations surprises that will fit you. Sassy Sensations is completely dedicated to love, romance, and total enjoyment in the bedroom or wherever fun takes you. Pamper yourself, intensify each other's intimate moments, and be free to create your own special passion. Come see me, Vanessa, at Sassy Sensations, Route 88 in Castle Shannon, or click your mouse with sassysensations.com and give us a call at 1-877-467-2779. That's right, 1-877-467-2779. Sassy Sensations, where good boys and girls get even better.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She can hardly control herself. She runs to you and jumps into your lap. You stroke her back. She licks all over your face. You rub her stomach. She pants heavily. Then she jumps down and runs off. She turns and tilts her head. She barks. She returns and lays at your feet. She whimpers. Then she darts off again. She probably wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to. Because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. See, you didn't think you needed a seatbelt just to drive up the road. Then that truck ran that stop sign and bam, you got thrown from the car. If you had only known that most car crashes occur close to home, you would have been wearing your seatbelt. And you wouldn't be stuck in that wheelchair. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. And you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So, buckle up. Because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm abusing my children. Not just verbally, but physically. I'll get back to you.
If only child abuse were this easy to recognize. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help USA at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. We've helped millions of people help millions of children. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So call 1-800-422-4453. Child Help USA. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help USA and the Ad Council.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Whatever happens, you're safe, John. You could walk away with $7 million, maybe more. We're not talking just f*** you money, John boy. We're talking f*** everybody money.
F*** everybody.
Wish me luck?
I just pray you get it. I really do.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Sonny loves this song. It is The Best of Don and Mike on great radio stations all across the Fruited Plain, courtesy of the Western One Broadcasting System. Tis I, your old buddy Rob, Rob Spiewak, getting you through one more week of Best of. Don and Mike are back this Monday. Make sure you join us then. We had in the last segment, we had some time with Dennis, right? Yeah, Dennis Murphy. And it was great. How shall we balance it out? How about a segment that focuses on... No, you know what? It was Tom Gavin in the last segment. I need to remind you, this is not Joe. This is Rob. Okay. In the last segment was Tom. This is Dennis. Dennis goes to a wedding. If memory serves, Don and Mike were invited to a wedding. They declined, but sent as their emissary, Dennis Murphy. The segment will explain it. It's The Best of Don and Mike.
Dennis is standing by, and I have just received a message from my wife via my wireless email thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see back. Mailbox. Here we go. From Frida.
Yay.
Honey, subject, jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck on a trial that will last at least 4 days, up to 7, maybe until next week.
Wow.
Oh, don't get too happy. I'll be home at night.
Ah, so it's not that big a deal.
Won't be sequestered.
XXOO.
It's not a criminal proceeding.
Which means hugs and kisses from my wife. So, you know, whoever it is, good luck to you.
Yeah, that's right. So she's on, she didn't get excused.
Nope, she didn't.
Wow.
And I bet she didn't drop my name, because I bet that's the easiest way to get out of jury duty.
Yeah,
say you're married to the monster.
Don Geronimo. Dismissed.
Okay, here is now our friend Dennis Murphy.
Hey, how you going?
Here he is, everybody. So this guy
Rob Grimaldi.
Rob Grimaldi and Jennifer.
About, I don't know, a couple months ago, a guy, he asked the girl to marry him on the show.
Right.
She says yes. As it turns out, they got married. Now, the ceremony was in Staten Island, Dennis?
Yeah, it was in Staten Island, but we didn't know where the church was, so we just went to the reception.
Shocker that you would just go for the party.
Well, I didn't know where the church was.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. We had a guy call on Friday who gave us the address of the church.
No, the Adams Country Club.
The address of what?
The Country Club.
Oh.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
A guy had also said that, you know, you really should go to the ceremony to make the you know, the couple feel even better. Yeah, because who doesn't want to, as they turn down the aisle for the first time as Mr. and Mrs. Grimaldi,
right,
see Dennis Murphy?
Absolutely.
Hi, how you doing?
Dennis, what did you...
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Dennis, what did you wear?
Oh, I wore a gray suit with a black shirt and a red tie.
All right, very, very classy. So you arrived at the...
yeah, Rob, I'm thinking the same.
What?
You say a gray suit?
Yes.
With a black shirt and a red tie?
Yes.
Festive.
Was it light? Was it light gray or was it charcoal gray?
Light gray.
Light gray.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Just checking.
That was surprisingly about today's land by you all. Thank you again for...
Terrific. That's one of the suits we got him for free, Mark.
Yeah. That's great. How's it fitting?
Oh, it fitted well.
It's fitted well.
Did the jacket button?
Oh, yeah, the jacket button's fine. No problem.
Excellent.
All right, so you're there. You arrive at the post-game party.
Well, before we go to the post-game, we have to go to the grocery store to get a lemon card. And as it turned out, I gave with the pants, so you had to get a sewing kit and sew it.
Wait.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Sometimes even I can't understand you.
Oh, okay.
What
he said is they were going to a grocery store to get the wedding card, and then RJ ripped his pants.
Yes.
How did RJ rip his pants?
Oh, as he was getting, you know, we went to the hotel, we took... You know, we came to the hotel, then when he got in my car, that's when his bag was on the engine.
All right, man. So RJ, the guy from DonAndMikeFans.com,
yeah,
he ripped his pants.
Mm-hmm. Raymond.
Excuse me, yeah, Raymond Diaz. And you had to stop and you had to sew his pants up.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I went to get a wedding card and a gift bag to put my CD and T-shirt in there.
Oh, no, wait a minute. For the wedding gift, you gave them your Christmas CD?
Christmas CD and my Austin Powers T-shirts and my...
Did I hear T-shirts,
yeah, t-shirts
plural? Like perhaps you were going to sell some of your T-shirts?
No. I just bought two. I did not sell anything.
It's a wedding gift, Mike. One for the bride and one for the groom.
Yeah, he couldn't be more generous.
And we gave him $50.
Oh, you gave $50. Well, now, Dennis, that's wonderful.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
That's terrific. Very Dennis. Nice. That really is nice.
Once we got to the reception, right?
Yeah.
We walked in there, and I was afraid that I was going to get a lot of scares. But people were nice. People were, we walked in there, you know, RJ and I, and the groom and the goose. You know, and we had a great time.
How did Raymond handle his split pants?
Oh, actually, he couldn't show him much, so he just put the napkin around his pants for the whole night.
Did he rip out just like the crotch area?
Yeah, the crotch area. So as he was sitting, he just put a napkin on his pants.
I got to think when Dennis and Raymond Diaz walked into this reception, remember the stuff that I was telling you that the parents were saying about me, like,
oh, here's the monster.
Right. Can you imagine
right
what they were saying as Dennis walked into this reception in New Jersey?
What is going on? What is that?
Who is
actually, I can't believe it.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, Raymond got more stares than you did.
Yeah.
I bet. Why would Raymond get more stares than you would?
I don't know, but it looked like people were staring more at him than at I.
What was the party?
The other way around.
Yeah. Was the party as good as they said it was going to be?
Oh, the party was great. The party was excellent. RJ and I got the bridal cable.
You did?
You are kidding me.
Wow.
Wow, that guy Rob Grimaldi's got a hell of a sense of humor.
Way to go. That's terrific that he put Dennis up at the head table.
Did you? We went with the parents. We went with the bridal party.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So,
still, it's better than being at a table just with, like, schmucks that were invited there.
And, you know, Rob did that just for you guys, right? Because he knew that you wanted us close to the
hey, Dennis, hold on a second. Yeah. Hold on. I got some call. Hey, Big Al?
Hello?
Yeah, Big Al in New Jersey. Or
no, Jeff in New Jersey, but that's okay.
Hi, Jeff. Sorry.
Hey, how are you? Well, you used to say about, you know, you were talking about how your son scammed you. One of the things I used to do with my parents was tell them I'd be home at 10 or 11, then show up at 10 or 11 the next morning.
Oh, all right, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold on. Where is...
Sure, that worked well.
Where's Big... Is this Big Al?
Yes, people.
Hi, Big Al.
Hey, what was Dennis's gift? A couple T-shirts and $50?
Yes.
Oof. I was the one that got my, gave the directions last week.
Yeah.
That's a place that's $1.50 a plate.
What? Well, you know, that it's...
A brother up, Dennis.
If you want to get mad at anybody, Al, you should get mad at us, because we didn't supply Dennis with
right.
with any type of a gift, which I think we probably should have done.
Well, we can always do it retroactively.
No. The man went, the man ate the food, the man drank the booze, the man gives the gift.
I believe you provide a gift every day, guys.
Shut up, Rob.
Shut up.
Hey, Dennis, is Dennis still on the line?
Yeah.
Dennis, how is the chow? I mean, if it was 150 a plate, it had to be quite a shindig.
Actually, it was chicken, it was prime rib, and it gave us a potato.
And potato.
It wasn't, you know, in my opinion, it wasn't nothing elaborate, but it was nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Listen to this.
Johnny Etiquette.
Listen to him. In my opinion, it wasn't nothing elaborate.
Hey, Dennis, did you have any of the raw bar during the cocktail hour?
Oh, no. We missed the cocktail hour.
See that you probably missed, like, the shrimp
you
and the oysters?
You could eat your weight shrimp.
There you go.
We missed the cocktail hour, because we missed all that. We missed the before.
Yeah, because you were too busy going to the grocery store to get the wedding card.
And don't forget trying to get something for Raymond Diaz's pants that he had ripped. All right, so you get there, and you're sitting at the bridal table.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, at what point does... Oh, hey, listen, Big Al, thank you. I got to let you go.
Thanks, guys. Buzz rocks.
Right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Al.
At what point does the bride or the groom, either do the bride or the groom, come over, say hello to you, and how do you end up dancing with the bride?
Well, actually, the groom came over immediately when I entered the room. When I got on the table, we introduced ourselves, and then afterwards, we just ate dinner, sat around talking to the table.
Did you? Were there any hot bridesmaids that you hit on?
They were all hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you talk to any of them?
I said, hello, how you doing? I'm Dennis,
Did you get any phone numbers?
No, I think they were all taken, though.
Did anybody question why you were there?
Well, actually, we did not get the sugar grief from anyone. They just greeted us like people.
Was anyone visibly disturbed at your presence?
But I don't think so.
Really?
No. They were a great time.
It's just people, Mike.
Just people.
That's right.
We were just people.
Well, I'm
have
sure
today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
I'm sure they're really thrilled with your description as unremarkable of their wedding reception.
So how did you end up dancing with the bride?
I think they were playing Honey Cup. What's that song? Buttercup?
Build Me Up Buttercup?
Yeah, Build Me Up Buttercup. I heard that song. I came up. I said, would you like to dance?
Did you dance?
Jennifer danced with me. Uh-huh.
Did you dance close or did you dance separate?
Oh, no. We just held hand to hand touch.
So you danced like a foxtrot style?
Yeah, the foxtrot.
Oh, my God. Did the guys in the hazmat suits come out after that?
No, everything was pleasant. It was great time.
Now, did they do those time-honored wedding traditions of the garter?
They didn't do that. I was waiting for that. I wanted to get the garter so I can bring it back to you guys. too.
Somebody told me that they went to a wedding one time, and the guy that went to a lot of weddings, they would get the garter to be specifically oversized so that the garter would go all the way up
right.
every single time. Like it was just like a, you know, right. the size of a hula hoop.
Jumbo size.
Absolutely.
But they didn't do that at this wedding. I don't understand.
Did they feed each other cake?
Yes, they did.
Dennis, did you take a nice reception?
No. I cooked that before.
How about Raymond?
He cooked one the day after.
The day
How did you know that?
Oh, he told me he had an
okay.
day after.
All right.
I got home.
When you got home?
Yeah.
Was it right after you got home?
I would think so, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, oh, no.
Did you have dessert at the reception?
Yes. Oh, God, you should have saw this table outside. It was full of dessert. It had custard, ice cream, cake, whatever you wanted.
Did you get drunk?
Oh, yeah. I had around 8 or 9 wine glasses of beer.
Really?
Yeah.
8 or 9 wine glasses of beer?
They filled them in wine glasses. They gave you beer in wine glasses.
Was it draft beer?
Oh, yeah. No, it was Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Yeah.
That really shouldn't have affected Dennis much, because that's really only the equivalent of about 4 beers, maybe a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
I'm at a station. They're announcing the Amtrak train going to New York now.
Oh, you must have just got back. You're at Union Station?
I'm like, my job is right by Union. No, I'm at McKellen. My job.
Oh, you're at
right
the, he's at the subway station again. He's at the metro stop.
Is that where you go to call?
You all, correct.
How far is that away from your office?
Oh, 2 miles. It's convenient.
So you get in your car and drive over to the metro station to
yes.
call us?
Yes, just to call you all.
They should
Here's
make
Dennis
little,
Murphy with should, a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
He should make it a little easier for poor old Dennis.
And well, doesn't he have to go there to go to the bathroom, too?
I think so.
No, during that time, when I called you last time, I really had to go, so I'm glad you went to commercial break. And I'm glad you have a 9 minute commercial now, because I got to do everything I want.
So you had plenty of desserts,
yes.
you had 9 beers.
Yes.
Did you have a nice buzz on when you left?
Oh, yes. So as Mike called him, Raymond, he glowed back.
And did you kiss anyone at the reception?
I kissed Jennifer on the cheek.
The bride. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Really?
No tongue?
Well, I don't have a tongue, so I couldn't.
Well, you have half a tongue.
Yes, half a tongue, so. Did you get the chance to meet either of the bride or the groom's parents?
Yes, I met both, and they were great people. They treated regular people.
Did you dance with any old women?
Actually, I just danced with a couple of bridesmaids. That's it.
All right.
Okay. Hmm. Did you embarrass yourself?
What do you mean by embarrassed?
Did you do anything like spill a drink? Of...
You know, usually I do that, but I didn't do that this time.
Hmm. So you were on your best behavior?
I was on my best behavior.
Did you sweat through...
I acted like a gentleman and a scholar.
Did you sweat through your suit jacket again?
You know me, Mike.
Right, you did. You sweat it.
He's like Albert Brooks in broadcast news. And did you, most importantly, did you spread the goodwill of Mike and myself? Did you say we wish we could have been there?
Yes, you know, I said, you know, God, I wish they could have been there, but they had something else important. They had something else. They had another commitment they had to fulfill.
And when did you make your toast?
What toast?
The toast you were supposed to make, because you were going up there as our emissary.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to make the toast, but, but I just want to let you know, they broadcast before they cut the cake, they broadcast... You know, the proposal, to the whole room.
Oh, wonderful. They played the tape of when he called our show to the whole room. Oh, well, that was... Boy, I really feel bad we weren't there.
That's a shame.
Too bad they played the tape of us, and then they're like, where's the disc jockeys? Well, they're not here, but...
There they are over there.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
You know, I see no reason why, for future events like this, Dennis and Raymond can go out as Don and Mike.
Hey,
you know, no one's any the wiser. You know, we can send them to various functions as Don and Mike.
You want to flip a coin on who's going to be who?
I'm partial to Raymond, so, I mean, I really would like...
Then I'm lucky. Then I'm
not being Don.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Let me see how it would sound if you introduced yourself as Don Geronimo, Dennis. Say, hey, welcome. You're here for the reception, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
How do you... you too. My name is Don Guilano.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
That'll work. All right, well, Dennis, how would you rate the date on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it was definitely a 12.
A 12?
Wow, fantastic. You had a fantastic time.
It was a great time, and I'm glad that, I don't know, you sent me, and we had a great time.
All right, well, there it is, Dennis Murphy, and I'm guessing that your friend Raymond Diaz will...
But it will be up before the end of the show.
All right, thank you, Dennis. Thank you for handling that for us.
No problem. Any other events you want me to attend, I'm available.
Well, the porno in 2 weeks.
And thank RJ for us, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I will.
I love that guy. Then again, everybody loves him.
Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond Diaz. Yeah. All right, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, and Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
Could I represent you all well?
You sure did, Dennis. This was a very pleasant segment to listen to.
Okay. Don?
Yes, Dan?
Have a pleasant day, and thank you. Bye?
Yes, Dennis.
I'm talking to you, Dennis. Like, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Dennis?
Doing good.
All right, Dennis. Good day to you, sir.
Okay, good day to you all.
Good day to you, sir.
And see you later.
There he goes. Bye. There he is.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Time to leave the metro station.
There he is. Time to leave the subway.
Sounds like he had a great time. He loved the dessert cart.
Hello, Peter.
That is a prime candidate for a Warag from one of my favorite...
Is this the Warag guy?
Oh,
inventor?
Come on.
This is the guy that has the device?
If this is not a prime... The guy is sweating, drinking, eating like he's going up to the chair... If that's not a prime, and walking afterwards to a train station, that's not a prime candidate for a Warag. Nobody is.
Could you explain your invention that Dennis would use?
Is this Peter from New York?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is, Don. How are you?
Oh, this is the guy that we met, the guy that invented the
Warag.
The Warag.
What exactly is the Warag?
Warag is actually four tissues, preferably a Kleenex, and the rest of the day, you're good to go.
You keep it
clean. At the end of the night, if it's a hot, sweaty day, you got a tightened up rig that keeps you clean and neat and dry.
All right, get out of here, please, nutty inventor.
Neat and dry.
Goodbye.
You're the best. Love right. you.
Goodbye. See you. Thank
Goodbye,
you, Peter.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I think you're right, though. Dennis could use the Warag, though.
Oh, many days.
Absolutely.
We've seen those briefs.
You should name it the Dennis Murphy. You're damn right. What was that?
I was asking Rob for the air freshener.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for your convenience and pleasure.
Yeah, okay, now I know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might have been the recipient of a couple of those that I didn't spotlight.
Gotcha. Because we have on the line now both the mother-in-law and the husband.
Okay.
From Dennis's wedding.
Okay, all right.
Let's start with Rob Grimaldi, the husband. Hey, Rob.
Yes, hi, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Let me you can verify if this is your mother-in-law or not. Jennifer?
Hello?
Hi. Is this your mother-in-law, Rob?
Hello?
Yes, that is one of my mother-in-laws.
Hello, this is Phyllis.
Phyllis? I had the name Jennifer. How can you have more than one mother-in-law?
Well, my wife has two moms.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. All right, so, well, here they are now. They were both at
You're not going to start ranking on that, are you?
Not at all.
Oh, I mean, the way you ranked on my daughter, right?
How did we rank on your daughter, ma'am?
Oh, man.
What did we do?
You ripped her apart. Don't you remember? She was selling the security.
But was this back when the proposal happened?
Oh, yeah, during the proposal. And then after the show, you told Rob not to let me listen to part of the tape. Oh, you really does.
See, that goes back so far that
but
I don't
you know
remember.
Something? I loved it.
I don't remember what the exchange
I don't
was.
Either.
Was there? Was
oh,
the...
but I loved it. You did such a great job because you really knew Jennifer.
Was the proposal not met with a great deal of enthusiasm? Is that why we were giving her a hard time?
Right. Yeah, she was, like, telling you she had to do a security and hold on, because she's very serious about her job.
Okay, so she was a little curt with us, and we gave her a hard time about it.
It was just totally Jennifer when she was at work, and you guys did such a great job with it. My friends at the wedding were hysterical.
Oh, all right, so...
They enjoyed it. I just wanted to call to thank you because it was so nice of you guys to send somebody out there.
Are we getting our balls busted here?
I don't know.
No, you're not. Seriously, I'm being nice. I mean...
Okay, and really? You didn't mind that Dennis came instead of us?
Oh, well, I would have rather both of you came, but Dennis was great.
Dennis said he had a wonderful time at the reception.
Oh, sure. Did you miss the beautiful wedding?
That's what we hear. It was wonderful.
And
well,
the most beautiful bride.
That's wonderful.
Well, yeah. And
send us some pictures.
Yeah, Phyllis, when you were yelling at us, saying that we were ripping your daughter here, I mean, I know when we got the announcement with the picture in the paper, I said, what a
Rob had mentioned that. He had mentioned it.
But the way
you did it was so perfect because Jennifer is such a fanatic. She folds dirty clothes. I'm serious. She folds dirty clothes before she puts them in the laundry.
You know, this whole thing is a little just too dry for me. I'm not sure I'm tracking with what's going on here.
I think
she's being nice.
I'm being serious.
It started out. What do you mean folding? I mean, she folds what?
Well, I think.
You know when you have dirty laundry?
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer doesn't throw it in a hamper. She folds it into neat piles.
Hmm. All right, I think what she's saying is, if I remember when we called Jennifer to ask her to marry Rob and we did it on the radio show, Jennifer was less than enthusiastic.
Oh,
she had
definitely
a very subdued reaction, and I think what Phyllis is telling us is that Jennifer is chock full of stuff like that.
Right.
Quirky behavior.
Is that what I'm getting? Like when you're telling me that your daughter now, is it your daughter or your stepdaughter?
My daughter.
Your daughter who came from your womb when there's dirty laundry, she folds it before she washes it.
Right. She drove us crazy.
Oh, so she's a little anal retentive.
Definitely. Growing up, she used to lock herself in a room, and she always got 100 on a test. That's not just the type of girl she is.
Okay, and so that's why maybe she was very serious the day we called her. Now I understand. I think everything's fine.
Listen, her Aunt Karen is here.
Oh, really?
The whole family's here. We're so excited that you came to the wedding. You can't imagine. We just wish that Don and Mike could have been there. I mean,
put on Karen on.
What?
Put on Karen.
I'm going to put Karen on, but I want to ask you one question.
Yes, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Where was the gift?
Dennis brought $50.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I didn't even know he brought a gift. Wasn't that lovely?
He brought a card and $50.
And also two of his CDs, I think.
And T-shirts.
He certainly did. He also brought a CD.
He didn't even give me a lousy shirt.
What's that?
Rob must have took everything. I didn't even get a shirt.
Yeah, you'll have to take that up with your son-in-law.
Oh, I will. I will. All right, here's the Aunt Karen.
Okay, here's Aunt Karen.
Just people.
Rob's very lucky to have the rest of his life with them. Yes, Karen.
Karen, this is
Aunt Karen.
Hi, Aunt Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Would you relay a message to Rob and Jennifer?
Rob's on the phone with us right now.
Okay, good. Would you tell him that Aunt Karen loves them both very much, and I still have a hangover from the wedding.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, and I want them to enjoy their honeymoon.
That's great. Where are you honeymooning, Rob? You don't have to be specific, but what part of the world?
We're on our way right now to Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, that's terrific.
Oh, you have a good time.
That'll be neat. That'll be a good time of year to go up there. Kind of chilly, but it'll be fun.
Hey, put Phyllis back on.
Okay, take care, guys.
Take care, Aunt Karen.
Thank you, Aunt Karen.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, they want you again, Phyllis.
Guys, what did I do with my life?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, listen, how do you feel about Rob violating your daughter up at Martha's Vineyard?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
There you go.
I hope they make babies.
There you go. Yeah, that's what she wants.
I have 4 grandchildren. I want more.
That's good.
Listen to her.
Lots of babies.
Listen to her. What makes Rob such a great son-in-law, do you think?
Oh, well, that's going to take a while for me to answer that question. Mm. He's a great person. He's the kindest person I've ever met. I have a handicapped son-in-law.
Yes.
And my daughter bought a house on Staten Island, and there's no elevator installed yet. But yet Rob comes over and carries him piggyback upstairs.
Oh, that's terrific.
That'll stop now that he's married.
Into the shower. I mean, he's the most gentle, kindest person I've ever met so far.
Trust me.
That's good.
I've been married 20 years. All that nice stuff, that's over now.
Yeah, it goes out the window.
Oh, I know it's over.
Absolutely.
It's over now. Now he's going to turn into just a big lump who lays on the couch and watches TV.
Oh, well, he is a big lump. I got to tell you.
There you go.
He is a big lump.
But he's the nicest big lump you ever met.
And Rob, what about Phyllis, your mother-in-law here?
What about Phyllis, my mother-in-law?
You better be nice.
Yes, your opportunity to.
She's great. She's very outspoken. And she's very protective of her family.
Well, may I say, having been married once before, I love my mother-in-law currently, but my previous experience was with a mother-in-law would indicate that outspokenness is a wonderful quality in a mother-in-law.
Just people, Mike.
Just people.
They're just people.
Silence on the other end. Yeah.
Well, listen, Phyllis, it was wonderful to meet you. We're going to grill Rob a little bit about the wedding now.
Okay, but tell him to make sure he does the right thing on this honeymoon. I want a grandchild.
No problem.
Okay. Hey, you hear that, Rob? You hear that from your mother-in-law? Don't use a rubber.
That's right. You want to make
That's
babies.
That's right. No rubbers.
Okay.
Goodbye, Don. Goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
Go on.
Good day to you. Hey, Rob. Yeah. Oh, I won't say this. Hold on a second. Rob?
Yes.
I won't say this with your mother-in-law. Let's go now.
He wants babies.
I have enough time to work up to it.
So you had a good time, Rob, at the wedding?
We had a great time.
And Dennis, really, did he behave himself okay?
Dennis and RJ were great.
That's
they
good.
Were
That's good.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you had a good time with
those guys. Was Dennis drunk?
No. No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Smart
Maybe
move.
Towards the end of the night.
Smart move putting his beer in wine glasses.
And you didn't mind when Dennis danced with Jennifer?
No, not at all. He was a perfect gentleman, and when he kissed her, he didn't use half a tongue.
There you go. That's fantastic.
All right, well, good guy. Listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Knocked the bottom out of that thing this week.
Okay.
I'm talking.
Well, my bride is here. She'd like to say hello.
Talking about her. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on with
the that. Lovely Mrs. Grimaldi.
Here you go.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
It's Jennifer Grimaldi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
The bride.
The blushing bride.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. So how does it feel to be Mrs. Robert Grimaldi?
It feels different.
Well.
Will you mind if people refer to you as Mrs. Robert Grimaldi?
I guess I can deal with it.
How about the little woman?
No, thanks.
The ball and chain.
Nah.
The woman behind the man.
All right, that I can deal with.
The woman behind the man. Very good.
Your mom tells us that you are like chock full of issues.
Oh, I just am a little neat.
Well, that's going to be.
I just like things neat and organized.
Is Rob a neat man?
No, unfortunately.
So you'll be cleaning up after him?
That's what I do regularly. Yeah. I already have a child, so. Don't listen to my mother. I don't need to have any more.
So you have a child from a previous relationship?
No, Rob.
Have a child. Now I understand.
Rob does. Well, then the pressure's really on you, being as we now know that Rob knows the secret formula.
Yes.
The pressure's on you, and your mom was saying she wants a grandchild ASAP.
That's nice.
Do you have regular? Do you have lots of contact with your mom?
Oh, yeah. She calls 100 times a day.
Are you going to have a lot of sex with Rob on this honeymoon?
X-rated.
Yeah, well, that's the way we like it.
It's a honeymoon.
Are you going to have lots of sex on the honeymoon, like every day or twice a day?
Oh, yeah, 24-7.
24-7, that's the right attitude.
She might get honeymoon cystitis.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I've got to get off the phone.
All right, well, listen, wait, Jennifer.
I'm going to put Rob back on, but I want to let you know Dennis was the perfect gentleman. He asked for my permission to give me a kiss on the cheek.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
And then he asked me to give him a kiss on the cheek. He was very nice.
There you go.
Well, that's good.
And you can always tell when Dennis is drunk because he slurs.
And you can always tell when he, when he asks for a kiss on the cheek. Then he pulls his pants back up.
Yeah. Thanks a lot,
all right.
Guys.
Thank you,
hold
Jennifer.
On. Here's Rob. Hold on.
There she is. The
very nervous.
The
hey,
widow.
Guys, that's my wife.
The widow Grimaldi. And
congratulations,
she's no Frida, but I'll take her.
Yeah, she's no Frida, but trust me, she has all the characteristics. She's a, you know what she is? She's an FIT. She's a Frida in training.
Absolutely. And,
oh,
and very close relationships with your mother-in-law work.
Well, Frida sounds excellent, so if she turns out to be similar, I'll be very happy.
And we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. $1 gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, what's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer, participating stores, prices not include tax.
It's finally here.
Football season.
You want to know the odds, the spreads, the favorites.
Where do you go?
Bet on sports.
It's easy. Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
Bet on sports and their specialists will help you learn points, spreads, over-unders, even the difference between a parlay and a teaser. Know everything the experts know. Who's in?
Who's out?
Bet on sports.
Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
Call now
and get the player's edge package with a 50% startup bonus.
Everything you need to make the winning pick is at Bet on Sports.
Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
VH1 Hip Hop Honors 2005, September 26th at 9, 8 Central on VH1. Give it up for the golden age of hip hop. Honoring Big Daddy Kane, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Ice-T, LL Cool J, Notorious B.I.G., Salt and Pepper, and the film Boys in the Hood. With performances by Common, Eve, Jazzy Jeff, Kanye West, Missy Elliott, Nelly, Snoop Dogg, and T.I. VH1 Hip Hop Honors 2005, hosted by Russell Simmons and Revan Run. Premieres September 26th at 9, 8 Central on VH1.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Klishevsky at the Pentagon. I have no agenda. That from Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts in a...
The Don and Mike Show.
Christopher Walken's Saturday Night Live Star Wars Audition.
I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed, if it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon. It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. She's fast enough for you, old man.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
The Don and Mike Show.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program. It's a lot of fun.
It is indeed a lot of fun. It's the best of Don and Mike. It's me, your old buddy Rob, Rob Spiewak, broadcasting from our studio. That doesn't even count as a pun, does it? Anyway, moving forward, a lot of good stuff in this segment. We have the Star Wars geeks. I think this is from episode one. As Matt Lauer referred to it. Also, a call to Frida. And Don sings a song to celebrate this funny story about CBS's own Bonnie Bernstein. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The funniest thing yesterday, if anybody's got a tape of this, I would give you, if I had a good prize, I'd give you a good prize. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a prize for this.
Five CDs.
Listen to this. She's on the field after the Bears beat the Jaguars yesterday.
Right.
And she's interviewing Dick Geron, the coach of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
And at the same time, she's talking to Dick Enberg, who's up in the booth.
Right.
And she actually says, "Oh, God, I'm here with two dicks." Now, I don't think she meant it to sound
right
the way that it sounded.
Oh, coming from her. I wish we could get the tape.
But yeah, if anybody's got the tape of that.
That's fantastic.
It's Bonnie Bernstein. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Kevin. How you doing?
Hi, Kevin. We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, good. I was watching TV over the weekend, and who do I see on Turk 182 but Kim Cattrall?
Was really that? Well, you know, she's an old broad. She's like...
pretty unusual, too, that you'd be watching cable and see that movie Turk 182.
Never. That's hardly ever on.
Unbelievable. For like the last 10 years, that movie is on all the time.
Absolutely. But you know, something I noticed is her feet. Did you see her feet?
What about
No, the shot last night on Sex and the City, you didn't see her feet.
Never seen her feet in a movie? She has club feet.
She has farmer feet.
What are farmer feet?
Farmer feet.
The big fat wide ones.
She got the big feet. She got what, Peggy Hill feet?
Her left foot has no toes.
It's okay, she doesn't have farmer feet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Farmer's not.
Hello.
Hey. What's happening?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, great. Listen, I know I'm from New York, right? And you guys were talking about the 1.7 share and that kind of deal.
Yes.
I've only been listening to you guys for about a week, and I listen to you guys every day now.
Yeah, so that's good.
I tell all my buddies about you now. So now you have at least 12 more listeners in New York.
Effin' A. Bubba.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem, man. Take care.
Appreciated that. What did Bonnie Bernstein say? Danny, do you have what Bonnie Bernstein said?
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, what did she say?
Well, they were doing an on-the-phone interview, and she said, I voted for Dick at one point. And you guys might want to take that out and sample it off.
Oh, well, that, apparently that's another time when Bonnie Bernstein was talking about
Dick. You know what reminds me, though?
About Dick Geron.
When we used to talk about Bewitched and right. Dick York and Dick Sargent, and such a wonderful pair that I was wondering if you, by any chance, still have the lyrics.
Do you have the theme, Rob?
I think Joe can scare it up. Hold on.
Mike, I believe that I have somewhere in my bag.
Don is a songwriter. People don't talk about it very often, but Don actually penned
well,
a classic
Hold on.
To the tune of Bewitched.
Let me make sure I've got my dog-eared copy.
This was a minor hit a couple of years ago.
We could all probably, I know Rob could probably recreate the lyrics for you.
Hold on. No, wait, give me
you
a second.
You still have it?
Give me a second.
Elizabeth Montgomery liked it before she died.
She did, when you sang it for her.
Sang it for her.
It's a song entitled My Two Dicks.
You know what? Give me a minute. You got to give me... Look at all the crap I carry in my briefcase every day, all the worthless crap. Who gave me a signed picture of Johnny Unitas?
Wow, that's
John
valuable.
Wham! Oh, John Pop did, right. I don't know why I'm carrying that around.
Ah, it's good luck charm. You have it?
Got it.
Yes, there you would.
Got it.
That's great. Now we're actually putting the music together back in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you, if you haven't heard this song, I'm amazed this was not number one with a bullet.
These are the secret words to the theme from Bewitched.
Get ready for a real rock and roll moment.
This is something for our older listeners that may have enjoyed the show.
All right, ready? Joe, go ahead and roll it. I'm ready.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I have the lyric sheet.
Get ready for a song, Tour de Force.
My two dicks.
Sing it.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks.
All right.
First, there was York. Such a dick.
Right.
Then I changed to Sergeant. Hey, what a trick. I love two dicks. They're great to have around.
All right.
I'm always smiling.
Right.
With two dicks. Why frown?
Uh-huh.
I'm the witch with the most fun. Can't you see? Hey, just one more dick, and I'd have three.
He hasn't forgotten.
They're my two dicks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks.
Oh, yeah.
And come, what may.
Sing it.
I'm proud to tell you this.
What's that?
I'd pass on a love-filled night with the New York Knicks.
Right.
Because I'm the witch with two dicks.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it's been such a long time.
Man, it's good to hear that
since you regaled us with that.
You would think I would have committed that to memory.
Boy,
but no,
that's a marvelous song.
I've got to go to the lyric sheet.
Look at that. That now that
thing looks like the Declaration of Independence.
When they use dog-eared in the dictionary, they use a picture of that lyric sheet.
Parchment paper.
All right.
Fantastic.
Listen. Before I get to the weekend stuff, I know that we're on in Seattle, KQBZ. That is the radio station, 100.3 FM. There is a story in the newspaper today, and I would appreciate someone from Seattle helping us out. These are perhaps the two biggest idiots on the face of God's green earth today as we speak. In Seattle, there are two guys. One's name is John Guth. He's 32. The other guy's name is Jeff Tweeten. He's 24. Since New Year's Day, 6 days ago, they have been camping outside the Seattle Cinerama Theater. Why are they camping?
Why are they camping?
They are camping because Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, opens on May 16th.
Idiots.
And they are going to wait in line until
for
May?
5 months.
Oh, my God.
Now, they have a website.
Sure.
www.waitingforstarwars.com.
Waiting for Star Wars. We plan on being the very first ones to see it.
But don't even bother going to the website. What I'd like is somebody in Seattle right now, what you got to do is go down with a cell phone. And you've got to, you pulled something from the last Star Wars one? Play it. Go ahead.
I like the mysticism.
All right, here is Joe from Seattle right now. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, have you heard of It's True?
Yeah, I heard something about it a little while back.
Okay, exactly where in Seattle is the Cinerama Theater?
Oh, that would be downtown. I do believe right now they're showing Lord of the Rings.
Now, why have they chosen the Cinerama Theater? Because that's the first theater in Seattle that's going to show the film?
Well, actually, the Cinerama goes way back. It's been remodeled and updated. It is the best place to see a big movie.
Movie Palace.
All right, well,
but, you know, it's not like they're camping out at a place where they're going to have the premiere.
Right.
Yeah, no, but that's just, what makes it even dumber.
They're just waiting for the movie to open.
We just don't have the funds and the resources to make the trek to San Francisco or Los Angeles.
What am I talking about prizes for? We've got some money to give away. I give away $100 to the first person in Seattle who goes down to the... What's the name of the theater?
Cinerama.
With a cell phone to put these two dumbasses on the air with
us. I'd like to hear from them.
I'd love to talk to them.
If I wasn't at work right now, I'd do it for you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I like the mysticism. Answer me these question three.
I like the mysticism.
And, you know, I guess it's been 2 years since it was a Star Wars movie, but Rob, that means that once again, you're going to be able to get your tape recorder out and
go
interview all the idiots who are waiting in line.
It's not just a film, Don. It's an event.
It'll probably be about April that it starts, but I'll take video down because you got to see some of these people that'll
certainly
line up outside. What was it? What's the theater in downtown?
The Uptown Theater.
The Uptown Theater. And the block was like 3 blocks long.
Well, do you know that my wife and my son went to see The Lord of the Rings? I refused to go.
Right.
And they told me that there were guys who were... I didn't know that they were uniforms for Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes. You know, the Tolkien books. Absolutely.
But there are guys who were wearing, like, the robes and the
right.
and the hoods, and that they had babies dressed up like that.
Oh, sure, people that are passionate fans.
Hold on. Let me get her on.
You know, they're all over the place. You've got the Trekkies.
Yeah. The Tolkien people almost have like a religious following, though. There are a lot of people that think that all the answers that you'd ever need, all the questions you'd ever need answered, are in that trilogy.
Hmm. You get the ABBA fans, too.
Sure.
I saw a kid that was like dedicated to ABBA last night, and a guy that was dedicated to ABBA.
And, of course, Elvis fans.
Group ABBA.
Oh, you know, that's what my wife's thinking about becoming. What's that nutty? Hey, hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, baby, what's that religion you want to become?
Scientology?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's it, yeah.
I didn't say I wanted to become it. I said I was just reading about it.
Oh, no, you said you wanted to do
it. I mean, you hear bad things and you hear good, and then you hear good things. So, I mean, but if you look at the stars who are it, like John Travolta.
Leah Remini.
And Tom Cruise.
Leah Remini.
You hear them into drugs.
Elfman.
Huh?
Jenna Elfman.
I mean, you never hear them going nutty like some celebrities. So you think...
that's a good reason to pick a religion, yeah. Because the celebrities seem well-balanced.
I don't know what their philosophy is, but they seem to be more well-balanced than a lot of celebrities. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
It worked out for that Tom Cruise marriage, too.
Sure.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not a miracle worker.
Hey, sweetie, listen, you know what? When you and Barty went to see that dumb Lord of the Rings movie, what were the DAs in line wearing?
This one couple, and they had to be 40-ish, and they had their poor teenage son with them, and they had on the capes, and they had the matching buckles that looked just like the capes that they use in Lord of the Rings, and their son was dressed normally, and we just felt so bad for this.
Well, did the teenager look like he was hurting when he was?
You know, I said to Bart, you know, I know we embarrass you, but it could be worse.
All right, sweetie, I got a guy who's in Seattle who's going to go to this theater. I might need to call you later. I might not. I think I can handle the weekend without you, though.
All right, my darling, but when you talk about people being nutty about the Star Trek, don't leave yourself out of that conversation.
Okay, I'm nutty about Star Trek The Next Generation, God. Yes. What?
You're not always the coolest.
I realize that. That's well documented on the show, day in and day out.
All right, my darling.
To the 1 point, did you hear our number in New York?
Yeah, and I know it's going to be great. I mean, it sometimes takes some time.
1-7. Listen to her. You know what? I'll say this about my wife. God damn it, she's supportive.
Yes.
I love you, honey.
No, you know what? There have been times when I don't just yes man you. I've seen you act. I've seen you on TV. I don't remember being the most complimentary about everything you do.
No, that's true.
I know what sounds good, and I know it'll happen.
What, the ratings?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel confident,
that's
too.
Nice.
I really do. I agree with your wife wholeheartedly. I think that is not discouraging. And I know that people are saying that's because it's the medication, but that's not true.
All right.
I really do believe in it.
I love you, sweetie.
All right.
Hey, and I'll tell you this, Mike. I could borrow some of those Paxils from you. You know why?
Well, I haven't filled my prescription yet. I got an empty bottle.
I could borrow them Paxils because I have no control.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me say this.
We, too, had relations this weekend, and the side effect pleased my wife greatly.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, of course it did.
Oh, big time.
Because you were not able to...
Right away?
How long?
I wish.
Now, you know what that makes you?
Right.
Woman.
You're a woman.
Yes, that's right.
You're a woman.
But my wife was delighted.
You are a woman.
I did. Well, I'm not a woman.
Well, generally, women have sex with. Don't throw stuff at me.
Call me a woman.
You are a woman.
Call me a woman. I'm very sensitive right now.
You'll get used to it. It won't always depress you. You'll find other ways. There are shoes.
Oh, yeah. You know what other way I'm going to find freedom? It's like going into my doctor's office and saying, here, give me something else.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Well,
now you're going to be on the Viagra then.
Yeah, well, no, the thing is, no. That's when you're. Anybody that's on that stuff will tell you that's the side effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
He gives you that miracle drug that helps.
Yeah.
Don't Bogart it.
Really?
Really.
So there's another drug.
I am saying if you go to him.
Oh, she wants some for herself. Is that what you're saying?
Frida,
were you talking about that the other day that there is some kind of drug they give you that they actually were going to sell as an aphrodisiac?
You would not I have a cabinet full of it if there was such a thing?
Well, you know, I don't know. They're advertising stuff on TV. You know, these products are all over TV too. These different drugs. It's frightening. It really is.
All right, love you, sweetie.
All right, but it's not like the deep fat fryer. Don't take a chance and order it.
All right, love you, honey.
I love you too, boo boo.
All right, bye bye.
Any medicine from Dave Dornbush?
As a matter of fact, your name. For the first time, came up in our bedroom.
Wow. Oh.
As a matter of fact, when we got done with the glorious act,
yeah.
She said, boy, I wish you'd get some of the Paxil from Mike.
Well, you know what?
I said, why? And she said, I think you may have set some type of land speed record.
Do you know what my wife said seriously to me? She said, maybe the best ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
But for you.
Yeah.
So you,
you know, I'm taking any positive I can get out of the situation. Yeah, I have, you know.
Good. All right. Because I was going to say you don't want that.
No.
You don't want that boiling inside.
No, and it's interesting because it's not. You know, it ain't as good. That it's everything they said. Everything. I'm going to have a long talk with my old doc about this because you know, I mentioned it to him and I probably did not stress how important that is to me. That is extremely important in my life.
What's the point of having sex?
Wow, you're absolutely. You know what? That's a great idea. That's a great concept, Don. I'm in total agreement.
Hello,
with you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, Don, you just stole my son. I was going to ask Mike if he's consent to having sex.
Well, I agree. And you know something? And the thing is, here's the deal. Sometimes, like, if you've had a lot to drink and you, this is not like that at all. This is complete
so you were still blue steel. Blue steel cat couldn't scratch
it. Yeah, and then finally you just say, all right.
I'm tired.
Enough.
So how did
you get tired.
Right. How did you end it with your wife then?
I didn't.
No, but what I mean is when you were done, but you weren't done, what did you do? Did you just say...
I started crying.
No, what did you say?
It was over. We just, you know, and she was very happy, and I was very sad.
There is a bright side. You won't roll out of bed.
So, hold on.
So it goes away after a while.
So you're banging your wife.
Yeah.
And then at some point you realize that...
Not really at some point. It's just, you know, it was at a certain point you just go, okay. That's enough, because there wasn't anything happening.
And is that what you said to her?
No, I'm not.
What I want to know is, how did you say to your wife?
I don't think it was verbalized. I think it was, she knew going into this procedure that was one of the side effects, and she was very, very, you know, satisfied. I was not.
You're like a woman now.
I wish you wouldn't say that. All the medication's just going to wear off if you keep calling me a woman.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for your sensitivity.
Hello. That's okay.
That's okay.
Oh,
thanks.
No.
Thanks a lot. That's really nice.
Well, maybe 20% of the time with me. It's just the way that it's the way it is.
Right.
Hello.
Thanks.
Johnny. Are you there? Where's the guy from Seattle who's 15 minutes away from the movie theater? John?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you're on the air, John.
Holy moly. Hey, Radio Gods, how y'all doing?
Now, listen, you're 15 minutes away from the theater where these idiots are waiting?
I thought it was 15. It's in rain here. I'm about 20 to 25 out, but I can get there.
All right, you get there and you get those guys on the phone. I'll give you $100. Call us back.
You got it. Do I need the hotline number?
Yeah, the hotline.
Right.
Hot phone.
That's probably the only reason he called right there.
The hot phone number. And incidentally, that guy never bothered to call back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a tie because he claimed that he was going to get it. We said we were going to find out who he is. Neither one has happened. He hasn't gotten the hotline, and we haven't been able to track the guy down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
This is Big Joe from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Big Joe.
How's it going?
Okay.
All right, listen, who's the one taking that medication?
Me.
Mike.
Yours truly.
It's Mike.
Hey, listen, Mike, you're doing a bad thing here. You shouldn't have sex at all while you're taking that drug. I'll tell you why. Because your wife just said it's the best of her life. When you go off that drug, you're going to suck. Come on. I bet she's going to go after some other guy. So
oh, no. Come on. Please. Come on. It's a fragile psyche you're dealing with here.
Yeah. Thanks, pal. Yeah, I'm a woman. Call me fragile psyche.
Hello, Rich.
Yes, is this the Don and Miss show?
Oh, no.
Hi, Miss O'Mara.
Oh, stop it. People can be so cruel.
They're not going to stop.
They're not. It's going to be relentless now.
You know what? You just should have lied to us. You just should have.
Why? I haven't lied so far. Why the hell should I lie? I'm not embarrassed. This is not me. This is the drug.
Hello, everybody. Howie.
Everybody.
Yeah, how you doing?
Howie, Mike, this no BS. This guy says
BS.
He has a support call.
Really?
A support call.
Okay.
For Mike.
Well, yeah. No, right? Isn't that what you want to say? The drugs will only affect them for a little while?
That's right. Yeah, I had taken it for a couple of years. And at the beginning, I had the same problem Mike had. And it took a little while, but after a while, your body gets used to it, and you're able to last a little longer, but...
All right. I would think, though. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's the
problem. Here's the deal. I want, you know, I don't want it to be less than it was before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Right. Don's talking about seconds, and you're talking about hours, and it does get tiring after a while.
It does. But, you know, I think maybe the doctor I talked to said that, too, that after a while you do get used to it. And it's,
Now
I'm at the very beginning of this this epic.
Riddle me this.
This journey.
Riddle me this, because this to me would seem to be a positive that I could pull out of this. And what you're saying leads me to believe maybe it's not.
Right.
So you bang your wife.
Yeah. Right.
And then at a later time, you sit down, you watch some porno, whatever you did.
Right. Yeah. I'm so glad my life is an open book.
This
here.
Is such a gay conversation.
Right.
Shouldn't more spectacular because you've waited, and it's like...
No.
Oh, see, that sucks.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, you would have, I'm getting very detailed here. If you're looking at it, if it was in a movie, you would say yes. But it doesn't feel any better. In fact, it feels a little less. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Quantitative versus qualitative.
Exactly.
Aha.
Thank you.
Okay, I got you. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, good for you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just
good for you.
I'm going on what the doctor said,
maybe
what this guy said, that after a while you get used to it.
You know what I mean.
Well, here's the deal. I don't doubt.
Do you remember when I lived in my old house in Gaithersburg and my wife went down to the basement and when she pulled away the TV set from the wall?
Right.
She could tell that I had been down there.
Oh, that's just
because there. No, I was in the basement.
Oh, okay. So gross.
I was in the basement.
So very gross.
So different than when you discuss a woman hitting the wall.
I understand.
It could not be any more different.
Totally different thing here. But here's the deal. I don't doubt that what that guy said and what the doctor said is that after a while you do get used to it. But if it is something where it is in any way diminished, I am going to give it some time. I'm not about that. I want it to be kind of back to where it was. And there are ways to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are ways to. They have stuff that they sell. I'm sitting there watching TV last night, and I forgot what they called this drug, but it was not like a medical drug. It was more like feel-gooderol or something like that. You know, they said it. You know, and I'm going crazy with all this stuff.
That's okay.
It's pretty overwhelming. It really is. That's okay, Miss.
That's okay.
Come on.
That's okay, ma'am.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it was coming.
Well, come on.
I understand, Dave. I understand. But it's a side effect of the medicine.
And there are worse things, I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Not being able to have sex at all, for example.
That's true.
Yeah, I suppose.
So there's that.
There's that. Yeah. Right. You got that.
Don't need the little blue pill now to match the little pink pill.
Right.
We have to break.
Jesus Christ.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. $1 gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, What's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer, participating stores, prices not include tax.
When you're the best in the world, your name says it all. Bet on sports. When you need to know the odds, the spreads, and the favorites, there's only one place to go. Bet on sports. Call 1-866-851-BOS1. Learn it all. The points, the spreads, the difference between a parlay and a teaser. Bet on sports will teach you to play like a pro. Call 1-866-851-BOS1. Call now and get the Player's Edge package with a 50% startup bonus. Everything you'll need to make the winning fix is at Bet on Sports. Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
And now for the bonus round. If 4 is red and 5 is blue, what number is brown?
13.
Correct. A cat chokes to death on a dead mouse. Who killed who?
Freud.
Correct. If you rent DVDs from Netflix and keep them for 97 years, how much will your late fees be?
Zero.
Correct. There are no late fees. Simply choose your movies online and return them whenever you like in their prepaid envelopes. All the movies you want starting at only $9.99 a month. Netflix.com. It's that easy.
DVDs at a time varies by program.
Kick off fall with great wireless deals now at Radio Shack. Buy one Verizon wireless camera phone by Motorola for just $29.99. Then get a second camera phone free after a $50 Radio Shack mail-in rebate with two-year agreements on each. Don't settle for second string. Come see why we're number one in wireless customer satisfaction at Radio Shack. Good with credit approval through 9/20/105. $29.99 after $20 Radio Shack instant rebate. $175 early termination and $20 activation fees. Regulatory fee, other charges, and restrictions apply per phone. Details in store.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikluszewski at the Pentagon. The head of the U.S. Disaster Agency has stepped down. FEMA Director Michael Brown has resigned just days after he was removed as the leader of the federal recovery effort in Louisiana. NBC's Nora O'Donnell says a replacement should be announced soon.
Clearly, this administration wants to move quickly to show that they have someone in charge of FEMA, probably put someone in very, very quickly.
Meantime, President Bush was in the devastated Gulf Coast region a third time today, rejecting charges that racism or the Iraq War slowed the government response. Day one of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts brought opening statements from lawmakers and the judge himself.
Judges are not politicians who can promise to do certain things in exchange for votes. I have no agenda.
Question and answer part of the hearing start tomorrow. And at this hour, a major power outage in parts of L.A. Officials investigating the cause. I'm Jim Mikluszewski, NBC News Radio.
Every day, your company's computers are being attacked
by spam, spyware, and viruses
designed to invade your business and compromise your privacy.
And there's only one way to stop it.
The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. An easy-to-install device that will ensure your business's privacy and safety. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high efficiency washer, which has the largest front load capacity available. So you can do more loads in less time. And even a king size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
I don't care if you're rich or poor, young or old. I will come after you. I will hit you so hard you won't know what day it is. You'll want to scream for help, but you won't be able to. I'll cripple an arm or a leg, or maybe, just maybe, I will kill you. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Michael Clark Duncan. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Have you looked at the daily news this week?
Since 1884, the Daily News has provided the Mid-Mon Valley with in-depth reporting on current events that matter to you, along with complete coverage of sports, entertainment, and even local news. Don't know where to find us? In downtown Pittsburgh, look for us at Extra Extra News, CBS Pharmacy, Pittsburgh News and Lotto, or the USX Tower. If you're in Monroeville, you can find us at Kobo's, Eckerd Drug, Giant Eagle, Joe's Lottery, or Puffs. In Oakland, pick up a copy at Melwood Drug. For other locations, give the Daily News a call at 412-664-9161, and we'll point you in the right direction. That's 412-664-9161.
Get your Daily News.
You're the man. You just cracked a shot 300 yards off the tee, followed by a monster shot 212 yards straight down the fairway. Now you stand on the fringe of the green.
On the fringe of immortality.
Do you eye the cup? Do you grab a wedge and chip up and then putt for the birdie? Or do you draw your putter now and go for the eagle?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Okay.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
I do love corn. It is the best of Don and Mike, and we have reached the halfway mark of this episode as we go into this next segment. Lucky you, you're spending your afternoon with me, Rob Spiewak. We talked about the Star Wars geeks in the last segment, and we just heard them actually on the Today Show, and we'll get to meet them here as we talk to these troubled youths of today. Star Wars geeks in Seattle waiting to see Episode 2, as Matt likes to say, on the best of Don and Mike.
Now we've got two guys from Seattle who were at the movie theater with the guy who's waiting, the two guys who are waiting for 5 months for the Star Wars movie.
Right.
I think to be fair that we got to go to the guy who got there and called us 15 seconds ahead of the other guy.
Okay, very good. That's the fair way to do it. Right.
Because we got a running clock saying how long these guys have been on hold. And let's first try to go to Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Hello.
Bruce, it's Don and Mike. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. Now, you're at the theater?
Yeah. Hello?
Now, who's yelling in the background there, Bruce?
It's another guy that just walked up.
Okay, yeah, we've got a lot of guys, I guess, in Seattle going out to this movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Are you were you the first to arrive?
Yes.
Okay, are you there with the two who are waiting for the Star Wars movie?
I'm here with one of them. It's Jeff.
With one of them.
All right, would you put Jeff on the phone?
Okay, hold on.
All right, then. We'll give you $100.
Waiting in tandem. It'd be silly for them both.
Hello, is this Jeff Tweeton?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jeff. This is Don and Mike. We're on a bunch of radio stations, including The Buzz in Seattle.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm doing an art project to capture the essence of waiting. as well as we anticipating the release of the new Star Wars movie.
Are you seriously going to sit outside until May?
I'm dead serious.
Now, why 5 minutes? Why 5 minutes in advance?
What?
5 months in advance.
Why now? Why not wait until 2 weeks before the movie?
Because I really, truly wanted to capture the essence of waiting, and I think I needed this much time to really go through all the emotions it would take to do this project with
you want to capture the essence of waiting?
Go to a grocery store.
Right.
Go to the DMV.
Go to DMV, right.
The lost art of this new millennium is patience. Everybody wants everything very quickly.
Right.
You know, instant gratification. If they can't have it in 5 minutes, they don't want it.
Now, are you doing this in shifts with the other guy?
No, we're not doing in shifts at all.
So what? Where are you sleeping? Where are you eating? Where are you bathing? Where are you going to the bathroom?
People are wonderful. They're bringing me food as well as the Nara Grill here on the corner of 4th, 5th, and Lenore is bringing me sushi as well as...
You know, that ain't going to last for 5 months.
I'm sleeping like in my chair here, just bundle up nice and warm.
Well, do you have a tent?
No, I do not have a tent. I have the only thing I have is the awning that protrudes out over the Cinerama.
And what happens when you have to go number two?
The Warwick Hotel is allowing me to use their bathroom, so I do my number two over there.
He's getting the plugs in. You don't have any real shelter?
I don't have any real shelter. Well, the awning is, I didn't get hardly wet at all. It's been raining here all evening. A little blustery in the wind, but that's okay.
Jeff, do you have a job?
This is my job, actually. This is my current art project. I was a TA at a high school and did an art project and usually just sell my artwork and use my artwork to support myself.
How old are you?
This guy, I think he's 24, right? You're 24?
Yeah.
And the other guy's 32?
Yeah.
What's your educational background?
I went to the Art Institute of Seattle. And I was going to school to get my teaching certification.
So are you saying this has nothing to do with a disproportionate love of Star Wars?
It has a lot to do with a disproportionate love of Star Wars.
So you have that too.
That's only a small fraction of the larger picture.
Okay. It's the essence of waiting. Where's your pal at? Where's your buddy that's doing this with you?
He's actually updating the website and talking to a whole bunch of you guys and trying to coordinate times in which to talk to you guys.
A bunch of disc jockeys. Right. See, that's what's great about our shows. That we just, give $100 to send someone down with a cell phone.
I don't want to coordinate or do anything like that.
Who wants to coordinate with these guys? Well, we'll probably keep sending people down every once in a while to check on you.
Okay.
What do you do about sex?
Well, the Fox Communications, has given us a van, so I guess I could just, make that into a shaggin' wagon.
Are you a heterosexual, a homosexual, or a bisexual?
I'm a heterosexual male.
All right, so if we got you a woman down there, do you want to hook her?
I think so. As I said, everybody asked me. I've been saying send a stripper, and I could really use a lap dance. So.
Okay, well, good heterosexual guy.
That'd be great.
Well, now listen, here's the deal. If we do send you a stripper,
probably have to go to the van for that.
And we get you a lap dance. What do we get in return when you're interviewed on Entertainment Tonight? Will you say
we're the official radio show of this lame ass stunt?
I'll put it up on the website, and I'm sure a lot of people will pick that up.
F that. It's got to be something better than that.
Yeah, if we send you
something better than that.
Yeah, we want a little more exposure. If you get that national TV time, you got to thank us on national TV if we're going to send you a stripper.
Because, eventually, if you really do stay out there for 5 months, like the Today Show will have you on.
Right.
We're actually going to be on there, I think, in the next couple of days.
Of course, because it's that time of year.
All right, well, then, listen, I tell you what. If we get you a stripper out there today, will you say hello to us on your first morning network television show appearance and thank us for our support?
Sure, why the hell not?
All right.
Why the hell not?
Good.
Okay, all right.
Let me get your guys' names again. Your guy will give it to me.
All right, put Bruce, my man Bruce, back on the phone.
Okay, here's Bruce.
Bruce, excellent job for this guy, Bruce.
Way to go, Bruce.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, Bruce, listen, thank you so much for listening. Bruce, you've won $100 for being the first to go down and tell me something, though. This guy can't hear me. Does this guy look like a fag to you, or does he look straight? What does he look like to you?
No, he's just a normal guy that's here just into Star Wars.
All right, he's not wearing anything weird? Doesn't look like a nerd nick or anything, like a pocket protector kind of guy?
Nope, not at all.
All right.
All right, then, Lisa, what we're going to need to do is coordinate with a West Coast outfit. Maybe you can call some of our East Coast girls.
Yeah, nothing like, those yellow pages.
To see if we can get this guy a lap dance out there. And I guess... what we could do maybe is find out what time it's going to happen,
right?
And announce it they'll announce it on KQBZ on the air on the Seattle radio station.
That'd be very nice. And he's got a van down there, so he could probably go into the van to get his lap dance.
And folks could go down and watch the van rock back and forth.
It puts the lotion on its body, or else it gets the hose again.
All right, yeah, Bruce, hold on a second, and thank you for listening. Hold on, please. That's too many details for me to think of right now.
Well, he asked for a lap dance. You got to like the guy right there. There's a little normalcy that came into that.
All right, so Lisa, here are your tasks. Are you ready?
I'd like her to wear a Darth Maul outfit, though.
Let's get him a shirt that looks like Boba Fett. I mean, or like Jabba the Hutt. I mean, a big
Yoda.
Let's get him a stripper. Let's get him a stripper. Get him a lap dance. See if we can get it today. Because you know you can use my credit card. Let's see if we can find out and we can announce before we go off the air today what time the stripper will be down there.
Very good.
Then let's see if KQBZ will announce the time beyond being on our show.
We've never called KQBZ. We've never had contact with KQBZ.
And then tomorrow we can have people from Seattle call us to tell us how this guy enjoyed his lap dance while he's waiting in line for 5 months for Star Wars.
Yeah, we'll have to visit him again.
And then the Rube better say hello to us to Katie Couric.
Yeah, he was a little shaky about that.
You think Katie will get that, or are they going to farm that off to Soledad or perhaps Ann?
Oh, that's strictly Ann Curry material.
You know, I just hope that the other guy's not the alpha male in the relationship. And that could be, you know, based on my interview with this guy, you might have that other guy that pulls all the strings. No, you're not saying thank you to them. What are you doing getting a lap dance?
Well, if they both get the lap dance.
Yeah. Well, maybe the other guy's not straight.
Use the force.
You never know.
Maybe so.
I think there's a little gay factor in all the guys that do this kind of crap.
Yeah. Wow, your lightsaber.
Oh, this is fantastic.
You know, I love your lightsaber.
That's it. The 12 o'clock show emptied out on Saturday. We're here under the awning all by ourselves.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know what to
buddy.
Do.
Hello, hey, buddy.
Hey, Don.
Hey, we're doing great.
Two yahoos. I mean, my God, how whacked out do you have to be? I mean, just to spend 5 months outdoors. I mean, the smell, the reek, the rancid reekiness of it. I mean, just... Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody could watch them in the movie theater.
What about the movies that are going on there? Like Lord of the Rings is playing there right now. You know, mommy, I smell root beer.
I'm sure that the theater probably loves the fact that they're getting their goddamn name mentioned on the radio. And
Cinerama's like a million years old too.
TV and you know, and if they let's say you run the movie theater and you've got these two dumbasses who want to sit out there till May.
Right.
You go, sure. Hey, what the hell? Take up 10 feet of space out front of the theater.
Right. You know, if you really wanted to be technical about it, though, you don't leave the site. You know, you don't move from the spot you are, and you just you drop your tourism.
I mean, that'll happen. Don't they have jobs? I mean, don't they have lives? I mean,
no I think no, they're
don't
college.
You have homes?
I think they're college guys.
No, and
college.
No.
I mean, don't they have if they're college guys? Don't they have classes to go to?
You know what? I guess they don't. And they
well,
and,
wait. He said it's an art project, so he might actually
that's
there might
art
be a
project.
There might be a chance that he's getting credit for this.
No, but what about the
Knicks? Do that.
What about the other guy? The other guy's 32, though.
Yeah, they're comparing the size of their lightsabers with each other.
The other guy might be in a few computer databases.
Sugar daddy.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Carrie.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, you know what? One thing that you need to remember, you know who's really the happiest that those two guys are out there?
Who?
Their parents, because at least they get their basements back for 5 months.
Yeah, amen.
Losers.
Yeah. No, agreed.
Amen.
Agreed. But if they could be our losers for a while, that'd be okay with us.
I would think that George Lucas would also be happy that it begins already. This ridiculous hype for these movies that aren't really that good.
He wakes up this morning. He's being bathed, he's got his wipers and everything, and someone says, "Mr. Lucas, great news." He's
excellent.
Suckers.
Send them a check.
Wow, he might break even on this one.
Suckers. Well, hold on. Here's Dave from Seattle says these morons have already been on TV. Dave, these idiots have already been on the TV?
Yeah, these two guys are on local TV spots.
Oh, really?
What, TV like, spots, or are they local TV news?
During the news?
Oh, just like a local human interest show on your local Seattle TV stations.
Like what, on the Good Morning Seattle, or what?
Yeah, actually it was the NBC affiliate here.
I don't doubt that they're going to hit the Today Show, it's the hype machine. You know, and I don't trust anyone. I think it's a vast conspiracy, just like the weather.
But it's way early, though, to start the hype machine for the movie that doesn't come out until May. I mean, after all, today is January 7th.
But don't the studios leak stuff when the movie is in the can? Like, when the movie's done, studios will leak controversial material way in advance
always
of the premiere.
Yeah, and now with the internet, it's like a science.
Right.
You couldn't do that, Mike.
What's that? Leak stuff?
Leak stuff.
Thank you. Thanks for reminding me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I could, though, technically.
Don,
it just
Mike.
Didn't work at that particular moment. It's a little later. But I did leak stuff.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hi there. Hi, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
You know, we've not even mentioned that.
The fact that
Mike's moving into
it's
my...
move-in day today.
Mike's moving into my building today.
And you have generously offered to escort me over to the building.
We are. I'll take you over there after the show
today.
That's
very, very nice.
Show you the shortcut to get over there.
My mattress is there already. That's what they told me.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So how in the world is this art for this guy to sit out for 5 freaking months? I don't get it.
Art is a very subjective thing. There are some who would say this radio show is an art form.
Yes. It's the essence of waiting.
I just don't understand. Someone needs to go out there and kick that guy in the ass.
All right. You know, perhaps that will happen as well.
You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
This is Jay from Long Island. I just want to say, wouldn't it be great if after 4 months and 29 days, management from the theater decides to get him arrested for trespassing?
That would be the sweetest.
You know, funny. It's interesting, the people that, like the guys that bring violence into it.
Yeah.
For what reason? You know, certainly these guys are nerd nicks, but the guy says, hey, I got to go kick his ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, can you guys tell me where I could donate some supplies, like a handgun to them,
See?
So they can kill themselves?
Isn't this interesting?
Okay.
And this is not that we get a lot of calls like this. They anger you, don't they?
Well, listen, I've got to be honest. Now, not to
it's
the point...
It's the guys that go out and slay the dragon every day, that go to work. Yeah. That's what makes them angry. Sure.
Not to the point of violence, but these guys piss me off as well.
Right.
Of course. You got 5 freaking months to sit in front of a theater?
Sure.
You got 5 months, but at the same time, while they piss me off, I'm not above buying them a whore for a lap dance so that they will say our name.
A pot or something. It's more effective.
Why not?
All right. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, just get some weed.
Get some weed.
Just get some good quality weed.
Send Buzz out to Seattle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Speak to us.
All right. Hold on. Here we go. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a number for a strip club in Seattle.
Excellent.
Hold on. Lisa, do you need it? Do you need it or you got one? Lisa's already got it covered.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, though, my friend.
See you about, guys.
Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, tell you what. If I didn't have to work, I swear to God I'd be out there with those guys.
Why?
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 Yes.
It's the greatest. Star Wars is the essence of my childhood.
Yeah, okay, but then, he says something very key here. If he didn't have to work. And so you actually have your priorities in check. You know you have to work.
Of course.
I mean, good for you.
Yeah, but if you're living with your mommy and daddy and you're 24 years old and you don't have a job and you're a professional student and you don't have any ability in your life, nerdnik enough that this is the film that somehow has an overwhelming amount of significance
Jesus
in your life.
Jesus Christ, 5 months, though.
Then you roll out there. But, you know, he's 24.
5 months, though.
He ought to be working.
Well, I'm 28, and I'll still be out there a week or two before the movie.
All right, well, you know what? Listen, even though that's retarded, I'll give you that. That's a week. Okay, there you're being just a giant fan of Star Wars. 5 months in advance, I mean, you need to have your head examined.
I hate lines of any kind for anything, anywhere. It's the worst thing in the world. Like, when you see a super deluxe line
lines
somewhere,
of any kind.
like for a restaurant or something like that. To me, food is wonderful, but there's no food good enough to stand in line, especially if you're going to be at, like, a cheap chili eye fried against and stand in line on a Friday night.
Okay, what's the essence of waiting? Go to the airport on Thanksgiving.
Right.
There's
right.
waiting.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You want to know the essence of waiting? Try to find out what your New York ratings are. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Camped out in front of Jeremy's office.
Hello.
That's right. We sit there with a little awning.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
What makes me even more mad is not that the fact that these people are sitting in front of the theater, but NSYNC is going to be in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Oh, my God.
Like as extras.
You're asking me.
As extras, yeah.
Oh, no, you know
they're going to be Jedi Knights.
Oh, Jedi fags.
Way to whore it out,
all
George.
Right. Thank
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan.
Whoa. Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
You know, when I wrote that, I didn't know what it meant. Still don't. It is the Best of Don and Mike Monday, September 12th edition. Tis I, your old buddy Rob. Rob Spiewak. Good stuff today. I don't know about you, but I sure am enjoying these moments from Don and Mike yesteryear. When Beth Ann picked out the segments, she's sort of like a theme today. It's a very Mike-centric show. And today we look back when Mike moved. He had to take another house for personal reasons. And he moved into a house. He called it the Speakeasy. And here's the recap of the move. It was a wonderful move. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Well, over the weekend, my friend Mike. Well, we're moving on.
Yeah. Not really.
Had the opportunity to move into the Speakeasy.
Yeah, the Speakeasy's up and running now. I went to school moving into the Speakeasy. I was kind of low key because I'm moving so close to where my wife and my kids are living most of the time now.
Right.
That I kind of low keyed this move. You know, really low keyed it. I used the same guy that my wife used to move some of her stuff into storage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just didn't really pay attention to the details. And I have wonderful advice for anybody that's moving, especially if you're doing a close-by move.
Yeah.
See, I have a different circumstance because I'm selling my house and my wife is still living in it, and we're on very good terms even with the separation. So we can pretty much come and go as we please. I mean, last night my kids stayed with me, and they're going to stay with me for a couple of nights. And so my wife came over and was, like, setting up their beds and stuff, their bunk beds, and everything was cool. So the fact that I'm going back and forth, I said, well, I don't need to really worry about stuff. I'll just have the movers move the big stuff. And so Saturday was my moving day. Actually, Friday, because of our circumstances, I said, you know, if you can let me in a day early, Friday night will be my first night in the place.
So I'll have in the Speakeasy.
In the Speakeasy. And this is, and you know, we're not talking about last Friday. We've been off a long time. I'm talking about a week ago Friday. So I had the movers come out, and I said, you know, the guy came over, this guy Buddy, who is this great moving guy. He's got a small moving company.
Hey, Buddy.
And Buddy says, you know, just put stickers, these little orange stickers on everything that you want to move.
There you go.
So I waited till maybe like 5 minutes before Buddy was going to get there to race through and put the stickers on everything. And I didn't realize you got to, like, empty the drawers and stuff. And I just really blew it. I mean, I blew it because I'll tell you why this has been difficult. It is difficult because you know that I'm not really digging this situation. I'm not really motivated because it's me that's moving out. And, you know,
you're not really happy.
And I'm not happy about it. And not thrilled. And it's sad and all those things. So what I tend to do is what I guess most normal people do. You kind of avoid those difficult situations to the last minute. And so what I did was I put these stickers on all the big, heavy stuff that I couldn't move myself. And
your,
I figured.
Your dresser.
Yeah, dresser, furniture.
Couch.
Beds. Mattresses, things like that. All the stuff that is really heavy stuff. And I assume that I'll just go back and forth. And I said, but I'd have everything I needed. So Friday comes, and it's about midnight. And everything is there. Everything gets moved in. And the next morning I wake up, and I actually put together a partial list of when you move, mm-hmm. things that might be important to have.
All right.
That I didn't have. I had none. I mean, Zippo. The guy that my landlord, who's become a very good friend of mine, John, is has been really cool about, like, leaving some furniture there. He's left some beautiful furniture for me that I get to use as part of the deal. And, like, it's like, well, it saves me from moving stuff, right? So and I didn't have anything. Laura and I were very cool as far as, you want this? No, you want that? And I mean, there was nothing really heavy duty about it outside of the major.
Is there any stuff I can have?
What's that?
Is there any stuff I can have?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if you'd like, you know, I'll put an inventory together and see it, but there's nothing that probably would interest you.
If you're having a going out of business sale.
But see, she's moving after we sell our house. So what she is doing is moving stuff into storage until she gets her place.
Oh, all right.
And so then after that, we will have,
Rob,
what did he write?
Rob would like to buy your slot machine.
Slot machine. I think we sold it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take a log?
Because, you know, Daryl never really fixed it.
Yeah.
So it never... And you remember when I had the whole idea of putting the casino in my house in the bottom? The casino idea, which Don accurately predicted... Don accurately predicted that the casino would not happen. But you remember what you said? You said it would last like a month. It was like the only thing you were like a week too long. Because it lasted about 3 weeks.
Forgot about...
The slot machine. Home casino. If that slot machine had worked properly, then it would have maybe lasted maybe 2 months. But the fact that slot machine was constantly broken. But I get up on Saturday, and I'd run out to the convenience store and gotten like a six-pack of Diet Coke and some macadamia nuts.
There you go.
And that's all I had. What I didn't have in the house was, I didn't have any waste baskets, you know, stuff to put your trash in, and I didn't have any trash bags. So what I was using in my bedroom and in the kitchen was, empty boxes for my trash, which really is not, it's not the kind of look you really want to have as a permanent look. You don't want to have an empty box there for, but the good news is that my new place is really close to the dump. I S you not. You know I'm telling you the truth.
I know you are.
My new place is literally less than a minute drive from the dump.
Oh, that's good for
less than
1 minute
to get to it. Maybe a little longer. About 2 minutes. 2 minutes from the dump.
Wow.
And
money.
Oh, God, but I'd never been to the dump. I'd always had a trash service. I'd always had somebody come out and pick up the trash. This is like, you know, once your kitchen is filled up with trash bags, which I didn't have, you can actually take it. But what I was doing was I was throwing all my garbage in. And mostly paper products, you know, mostly other empty boxes for stuff that I was buying to move in into. I had one big cardboard box in the kitchen where I was throwing like paper towels and stuff, and then one big cardboard box up in the bathroom in my bedroom. Okay,
yeah.
So because I've got a nice place, it's a really pretty place with a great view. I love it. I mean, I really love it. But I totally miscalculated this move. I was not prepared for it, and so I didn't have waste baskets. I had no toilet paper.
Oh.
Now for me, toilet paper is like, that's it. You had to go. That's a trip to the convenience store.
Did you have like paper towels? Or?
I had no paper towels. I did not have. Somehow in the move, I forgot to bring pillows. So I had a mattress with a sheet on it and bedding. Because the mattress, they brought the bedding. They said, do you want us to take the sheets off your bed that you're taking? I said, no. Just move, if you can, if at all possible, move the entire bed with the bedding on it, and then just put it on the bed, and it'll save me. Because I am, you know, I am not a domestically inclined individual. That's probably one of the reasons I'm separating anyway. My wife couldn't stand that. A lot of things are becoming clear to me as to why this separation may have occurred.
When they moved your mattress.
Yes.
You mean?
I think they did, or because they didn't put the bedding back on it. They actually did. They ripped the bedding off because it was like getting hung up on stuff. So they actually put it in a box, and that was what a pain in the ass that was. Okay. You know what? You get me in for any domestic task. This whole bedding issue, you know, which they make you do in the army and things like that. I am really, really bad at it. So I had a box of sheets, and you have the mattress pad, and then you have to put the
fitted sheet.
Yeah, the fitted sheet.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Martha.
Yeah,
you put the fitted sheet on it, and then you put the
sheet on
the regular flat sheet, as it's called. Yeah, because I bought some flat sheets at Kmart. I'm embarrassed to say that Martha Stewart, the closest store to me is the bankrupt Kmart.
So great, you're now close to the dump.
I'm close to the dump, and I am close to Kmart.
That's great.
Yeah. So I didn't have pillows, plates, glasses. I didn't have a pen. Because I had to write a check to the movers and I didn't have a pen, but Buddy had a pen,
of course.
So
I was able to write
Buddy his check. I had the checkbook out, which is, you know, to me that's job one. Have the checkbook with you because you can write. I didn't have an alarm clock. I didn't have any towels.
Oh.
I didn't have any towels, and I looked in the linen thing, and there was like a towel from the landlord. Now I'm sorry, but it was a clean towel.
Wait, when you were going through your house,
yeah.
How come you didn't at one point?
I didn't have any pants either. I didn't have any pants. When I first moved, when I woke up on Saturday morning, I had all these golf shirts hanging in my closet that I brought over myself, and I didn't have a pair of pants.
Well, how come when you left that?
I wore swim trunks all day Saturday, like gym shorts and swim trunks are what I wore.
When you left the house that your wife...
You know it, not making it up.
You left the house that your wife is living in now.
Yes, yes.
As you were
10 minutes down the road. It's about a 10-minute drive.
As you were going...
8 miles, exactly.
As you're going through, though...
Yes.
Why didn't you stop by the kitchen to say, me need food?
Because I didn't process that. I was thinking about getting all the big stuff, and I was over eager, you know, to spend my first night in my new place, and I was just not thinking about, like, the stuff you need.
Well, I was getting,
because...
You left without your pants.
I didn't have any pants. I didn't have any dress pants at all. Pants and no shorts.
You are a damn dumb.
I had underwear. I had a drawer full of underwear, but I didn't have any pants. I could have gone to the golf course with the finest golf shirts that I own with my hanging out, and it would have been fine. But I didn't have that, and I didn't have a knife or a fork. So, but I did have, I'll tell you what I did. At the grocery store, I bought Pop-Tarts, macadamia nuts, Apple Jacks, some chips, and Chef Boyardee ravioli. And I got home, and the house comes with a microwave. So I looked for a bowl, and I wasn't gonna heat the ravioli up in the can because it makes sparks.
Right.
So, and I've eaten cold ravioli. I love it, actually. I like you just right out of the can, and I ate it with my hands. Because at that point I'd gone to the...
You did not.
I did. At that point I had gone to the convenience store and gotten toilet paper and paper towels, but I didn't. And no, I'm lying. I didn't. I ate one thing with I pulled the ravioli up, and the top strand of it, like, peeled back, and I knew that it was going to be impossible. And then John, the landlord, in like the very top shelf in the kitchen, had plastic knives and forks.
Why didn't you just at one point?
Now I've since, you know, in the week since, I'm still catching up. I'm still trying to, and I still got half my stuff at the house.
Why didn't you go to your wife's house and say, listen, I need some forks, spoons, plates, cups, I need my pants?
Well, because I believe that it was my perception that when I finally was out and when I was going to, you know, when everything had been done, it was my perception that she was really, grateful, you know, that I was gone. And so it was something that I didn't want to burden her with that. And as far as, like, dishware and stuff, you know, she's got that house. That's for, you know, that's for her. And I'm going to get my own dishes and move my own stuff in. And I didn't want to borrow. And when I came over, she gave me some towels. She gave me a lot of towels. You know, I did real well with towels. Yes.
You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody, if you have any
birthday coming up,
June 22nd, if you have any, now, don't, I want everybody just to, yes, absolutely.
Go.
Back off, because, I mean, it's going to be simple stuff. This will be the cheapest birthday, I swear to God, because what I need is basic, like, inexpensive
Even
stuff.
Even better, today, go to Fair Oaks, to, like, Williams-Sonoma, and register.
Okay, I'll register.
Yeah, it'll be like a bridal registry.
But I'm really good with kitchen stuff, because I did that. I'm more. Let me noodle it through.
Make a list.
Bed Bath and Beyond has registration.
See, right now, you know what? Here's the deal. You're putting pressure on me right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember anything I want. I mean, it's just I'm doing all right.
You got 2 weeks.
We'll help you.
But I could use a lot of, like, bedding stuff.
Yeah. Hex also does great registration where you just use a little gun to zap what you need.
I was really happy, though, and I really would like to say to the people.
You'll never do that, Rob.
No, I won't. No.
It's fun, though. You'd love it.
What size bed?
Well, I have a king.
Okay.
I have a big bed.
Got it.
Yes, sir. Big empty bed. I do. It's the lonely guy. If you saw my bedroom, it is pathetic. It is. Now, the rest of my house is coming together. As a matter of fact, it's looking pretty good. But I'll tell you, in the kitchen.
This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
It is really a pathetic bedroom. It is a completely pathetic bedroom.
The lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
It is not the nicest bedroom I've ever seen. I mean, it's a beautiful, like, laid out bedroom, but the biggest bedroom in the house is I reserve for the kids, so they could, like, have, like, a play area in there and do
Very
that.
Nice.
And they dig that. They rattle around in it and stuff. They're a little scared last night because it was their first night in the house.
Sure.
And so they ended up crawling into bed with me, and so I have these, these million-dollar bunk beds that I bought that are down on the lower level, and, you know, we're all sitting there, you know, and it looks like a game of Twister when you wake up in the morning, you know, with feet, and it's just, it was not, and I, you know, whenever...
Daddy, where's the forks?
Hey, I've taken care of that. Hey, you know what I did today? Seriously, I I'm talking about almost 2 weeks ago, right? Or a week ago.
A week ago Friday.
I've rectified everything. As a matter of fact, today I had a griddle. I made pancakes for the kids. I actually had orange juice and everything. All the glassware had been purchased. All the knives and forks. I'd actually run a load of dishes the night before. I mean, I'm perfectly good. Where I break down. And I'm not proud to admit this, but I completely and utterly suck at anything to do with, like, preparing bedding. I hate it. I'm bad at it. Like, I'll put that fitted sheet over in the corner, then I'll go to put the other corner, and the thing pops up into the air, and I get pissed off, and I'm trying to get this thing right. And then by the time when I get it all set, and you fluff it up in the air to get it all nice and level, and it just looks like somebody rolled around in it. It's horrible.
Why don't you hire yourself a consuelo?
Because, Dad, I'm brand new to this yet. I'm not there yet. I'm probably going to bring a consuelo in there, eventually. But that also is, I got the hinkies about somebody coming in and, what's it going to be?
All right,
like?
So don't go with.
What's it going to be like when she finishes up, doing the house and cleaning stuff?
Get yourself a nice Chinese. They're reliable.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes, raviolis in the second cabinet. Yes, get one of those new bowls out. But the first morning when I was in that house, it was Saturday morning. When you're staying, whenever you go on the road, when we go on the road, we stay someplace that's strange. Sometimes we all talk about how the fact you don't sleep well, it's the same thing, only like 10 times worse if you're in a brand new house. And this is not less isolated. This is more isolated than I was before. It's very rural where I am. And I awaken like 4 or 5 times in the middle of the night, just sitting bolt upright because I would hear things. And then in the morning, I get this. And I really thought someone was knocking at the door. So I get up, jump out of bed in my underwear, and I run down, and I got this little, this little A-frame thing, and I look down, and I look to see if anybody's at the door. I go back in, it's like 5 o'clock, and I crawl back into bed, and then like seconds later, I hear the, and I run out again. I don't know what the hell is going on. And then the last time I get up, and I got a bird that sits like right on the edge. Every single morning, this bird has been there. It's like a little starling bird, and it's sitting there right at the edge, and it's pecking. I don't know what the hell it's pecking at, but it's pecking at something in between the window and the little groove that the one
pecker had.
And it's sitting there, and it wakes me up every. But now I've grown accustomed to. I actually put bread out on the front porch for the bird because
nice.
The bird is and my kids saw the bird this morning, and it's nice. But the moral of the story is, if you're
this
going,
this is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
I'm not all that lonely. I mean, that's why God invented bars.
Man and his bird.
I've been with us since the beginning of time.
How many people have been asked this, Virginia? I'll tell you that I'm becoming a bit of a regular.
Okay, we got a break.
I'd like to thank my good friends at Okra's, too, where the Crap Blues Band played, and Sully's on Friday night, since I wasn't able to give them the mentions last week. This is kind of a post-mortem, and I want to thank the small crowd that came to Sully's, because they usually listen to the radio, and the group of friends that came to Okra's. It was very nice. And, hey, Don, the band's keeping me together right now.
Okay.
I don't have a family. Except for my kids, that's good. I mean, but as far as the whole nuclear family, our family last week. Did our family pick it up last week or what?
We did, okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
But everything's fine. Everything's going great, and my kids are really digging the place. My wife and I are getting along as well as you can in these circumstances. Everything is fine. I just need to perhaps get my S together a little bit more than I have.
I think you will. Need 2 things.
Okay.
And perhaps they can be combined into one.
All right. Very good.
You need a cleaning woman slash hua.
A concubine, as it will, an Asian concubine.
Yes, well, Asian, Mexican, whatever. You need a woman who will clean during the day and service you in the evening. And then we'll leave without a trace.
Hey, but I do have one thing.
What's that?
I got satellite internet.
All right.
Hallelujah. Wrap it.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Great.
I want to thank my buddies for sending me the pictures of the French women that were painted like cows.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every morning you send your kids out into a world filled with drugs, peer pressure, alcohol, even violence.
How can you be sure they have the skills to find their way home safely? That they can make good decisions when you're not watching over them? This is Barry Williams, urging you to call the Girls and Boys Town National Hotline for help and advice at 1-800-448-3000. The call is free anytime, day or night. 1-800-448-3000. Just call. Your kids will be glad you did.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not. I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
This is my friend Rick.
Hi.
Anyway, Rick thinks it's not manly to have a fresh-smelling car. Rick, do you prefer to have your car smelling like stale drive-thru or, you know, like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Makes sense to me. Rick, you should try using new Glade car-scented oil because nothing freshens like it. By clipping it on your air vent, you release Glade fragrances that attract the ladies.
Ladies?
That's right, Rick. Get used to the idea. New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Michael Brown is out as head of FEMA. He resigned today as director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency under fire for the slow response to Katrina. David Paulison, already a top FEMA official with considerable experience, will replace Brown. All this as President Bush made his third trip to the devastated Gulf Coast today, rejecting claims that the war in Iraq slowed the federal recovery effort.
It is preposterous to claim that the engagement in Iraq meant there weren't enough troops here. Just pure and simple.
A blackout, a big one, hit a part of L.A. this afternoon. City authorities say it was caused by the inadvertent cutting of a power line. On the first full day of his Senate confirmation hearings, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts compared himself to a baseball umpire, saying his role on the high court is not to make the rules, but to interpret them. He faces questions from senators tomorrow. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Every day, your company's...
From air.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Is your car covered in dust? Has someone written the words, "Wash me" on it? It might be a good time to clean your vehicle. If you're looking for a quick, reliable, and inexpensive self-serve car wash, check out Weston Enterprises' 4 convenient locations. On McLaughlin Road, close to the Bridgeville Borough in Upper St. Clair. On Kennywood Boulevard, just 1/4 mile from Kennywood McDonald's in Duquesne. On Route 48, Mosside Boulevard, only 1/4 mile from the Gateway High School in Monroeville. And on West Carson Street, right across from Caravelle Chevrolet in the Keys Rocks. Each self-serve location has new vacuums for great suction, lots of soap, lots of water pressure, and great foam brushes. Treat your ride and clean it today at one of the Weston Enterprises conveniently located self-serve car washes near you. Oh, by the way, don't forget to clean the mirrors.
Daddy, why is the sky blue?
To match your pretty eyes.
Nope. See, all colors have wavelengths that are diffused by oxygen and nitrogen. Since blue has the shortest wavelength, it's diffused up to 10 times more.
Who taught you that?
Mommy.
By sixth grade, too many girls lose interest in math and science, which they'll need for most future jobs. Keep her interest alive. For ideas, go to girlsgotech.org. It's her future. Do the math. A public service message brought to you by Girl Scouts of the USA and the Ad Council.
Do that.
Mommy.
By sixth...
Okay, class. Today we're going to read out loud. Who wants to go first?
Please don't call on me. Please don't call on me.
If your child struggles in school, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information, visit www.focusonlearning.org, focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. A message from the Advertising Council and the CCLD.
Hi, this is Jeff Schneider. Tune into my new talk show,
The Un Show,
every Monday through Friday at...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. And real thoughtful of you fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Now that is NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen. His broadcast partner on Redskins Radio is Larry Michael. And Larry Michael knows a secret. So if you're listening locally, make sure you listen to Redskins Radio. Don't worry, I won't let the cat out of the bag. It is the Best of Don and Mike, your old buddy Rob Spiewak, sitting here with you, enjoying some great stuff. Let's go back to the 30th anniversary of Watergate. If you're an older person, perhaps you remember that historical footnote. And there was a guy that used to work here. No, not Ralph Renzi. It was G. Gordon Liddy. And we had him in the studio, sort of. It's the 30th anniversary of Watergate. on the best of Don and Mike.
30 years ago today, something happened in America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, he's going to be reaping the benefits. He'll be on TV tonight getting
sure.
free publicity like he's some kind of goddamn hero. Come on in. 30 years ago today, this feeble old man broke into the Watergate Hotel.
Brother Donald, I am here. I have reclaimed my proper role. Middays on WJFK. Let me sit down right now.
Now, gee, we're going to have to do a break.
A break? A break? Ein Break? Einen Mittag.
There we go.
Break.
But you without a doubt are getting all this free publicity again because it was 30 years ago today that the Watergate burglary was discovered.
Right. From the USA Today. Hold on just a second here. Let me read. Dateline Washington. Even as President Bush's approval ratings remain high, his political advisors are mapping a strategy.
No. Don't read out of the newspaper,
please.
Like you do on your radio show.
I thought you'd be interested to recapture the magic that I possessed when I was in this particular time slot. Are you saying that you will not assuage me, Donald? See my Harley Davidson.
Have you gone to the bathroom recently?
I need my Tupperware, and I will do that right now. If the lovely Diana will bring me my Tupperware, I will relieve my bladder. Where is Julie Aurora?
How's the missus?
Fine. Thank you for asking. I am very happy to be here. Of course, it is the anniversary of the break-in. I'm very happy at the Watergate.
Hey, hold on. We'll be back with our special guest, a guy who ever, you know, and God damn you.
Now, there's no need to take the Lord's name in vain.
20 years ago, when the guy worked at the station, right. He got the bonus during the ratings of being on TV for the 20th anniversary of Watergate.
Right.
Then the 25th anniversary of Watergate.
Uh-huh.
And now today, you're getting all of this attention for the 30th anniversary of Watergate. When it should be pointed out, it's the 30th anniversary of you bungling a burglary.
Dateline, Genesee, Colorado. The clouds of smoke towering over Colorado from the West Indies are invisible from the vast suburban enclave in the foothills west of death.
Huh? I smell.
I've had one.
Okay,
let me clean myself. I will do so because I'm potent. As you can clearly smell, I am potente.
Sure are.
We'll be right back.
And we're back on the Don and Mike Show. This is G. Gordon Liddy. Right before my review of and comment on the news. We will be discussing what is on the minds of most people today. Of course, the anniversary of Watergate.
Watergate. Yes,
I'm sure. And many of your listeners are curious, especially many of the same people who frequented me during this time of day on this particular time and place.
The smaller number of people.
Yes, indeed.
And you know what? We're also
indeed, sir.
We are also coming up on the 1 year anniversary of you being fired.
That is correct, Brother
wow.
Donald. And I regret that day. I rue that day. I drove away in my Harley Davidson motorcycle with a lovely Diana on the back of it. But I am very happy to say it's good to be back.
Diana Kay, executive producer of the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Indeed, sir. You are correct.
Three times stacked and packed girl. Diana Kay breaks the blonde stereotype in pieces with her 158 IQ.
And sadly, they're in stain.
Recruited by the G-Man after a 13-year award-winning career in national sales and marketing, she joined the show in November 2000.
Indeed, she did, sir.
30-something Diana is the voice you hear when you call to speak with the G-Man on the air. I'm on your website right now.
She could not... I think I'm not overstating it, as you will clearly see, as I could not possibly have picked anyone lovelier or more bright. And she's a hell of a girl.
Well, there's a picture here.
Indeed.
There's a picture here of the two of you, which appears to be quite intimate, where you you are hugging her and she is...
Well, most women, I should point
playing
out...
Playing with your belly.
Now, just hold on there. Let me point out to you that I am a tremendously, even at my age of 70-plus years, I am still virile and potent, and women cannot resist my charms, Brother Donald. You know, know that that's true. Of course, that's true.
I'm looking here, though, on your webpage.
Yes.
And,
yes, indeed.
The ggordonliddyshow.com.
Yes, the webpage without the liberal Lanny Davis.
And yes. I noticed, let me just count here in the picture.
Silent coup.
I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 15, 18.
Yes.
21, 24. 24 pictures of your producer, Diana, yet
indeed,
I can't find one picture of your stately wife, Frances Liddy.
Let me remind you that in the movie, I'm sorry, the book Silent Coup by Lynn Kolodny,
he says
it's better to look at a pretty lady than my face, and you'll notice that is why I've put the lovely Diana on the website many times, so that you won't have to look at me, sir. Now, let me get right to the news.
Where's the picture of Francis, though?
We don't seem to have that up there, but I'm sure that if someone would call me, when I wrote Monkey Handlers, they always wanted photographs. I'm sure you can get a photograph wherever you want.
Why'd you F up the burglary?
Dateline Washington, this spring, Army Green Berets, set off from eastern Afghanistan toward the Pakistani border.
Hey, George?
Yeah.
George Liddy?
Yes, Brother Donald. Good to see you again. How have you been?
How did you manage to bungle that simple break-in into that room at the Watergate Hotel?
I must beg to differ with your premise, sir. It was not a bungling. It was not a bungling at all. It was actually a perfectly executed crime that unfortunately went awry, as many things... Donald?
Let me
point out to you that in every enterprise, sir, there is an element of risk. And, of course, with the break-in at the time, we were participating in an operation, covert as it was, with an element of risk.
I smell again.
I have colored my mustache the color of licorice Twizzlers. Let me point out to you that mustache is black, and so are my briefs.
I smell.
They are black. If I was to take them off, they would be the color of tar. As they are right now.
I smell bad.
I must wash. I would like, I require several things when I'm doing my show, and I will require them of you if you are to accommodate me, sir.
All right, what do you need to continue here?
First and foremost, I would need a bucket of warm, tepid water. I would like a single bath sheet. A bath towel, if possible.
Yeah.
And I would like a damp towel as well, along with a roll of Bounty paper towels and a glove. Then I will be fine, because I seem to have this tarry substance.
We're sure.
It is very disturbing.
We're sure modern autograph machine.
It is upstairs.
I don't think that's something we've ever discussed on the air.
You mean the machine that I purchased to sign my photographs? When someone would say an honor and a privilege, and then they would request an autographed photo, I would whisk it upstairs with one of my many minions. It would then be put in the machine where the automatic autograph signing machine would work. You have your manservant, Rob. I had a machine.
And, Rob, how did that machine work? Explain that machine to us.
I seem to... On my burgundy blazer.
Oh, no.
Oh, the auto pen.
It's very, very tight.
The auto pen would have a small clamp that would hold usually a Sharpie, and they could put the picture down on, like, a table. It's like a desk-type deal.
I got that idea from Bob Conrad. Bob Conrad and I were out there in Los Angeles, and he said, G-Man? I said, yeah, Bob.